We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody would please rise for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Public comment. Everybody that's here is on the agenda, I'm assuming. We'll move on to the agenda review. If there's any items to be added.
Mayor and City Council, a few items for addition that I have would be application for exempt gambling permit for the Hamburg Lions Club from November 22nd. Updated agreement from People Services, and two estimates, one from Midwest Electric and Generator, and the other from Ziegler Cat for Generator, an updated claims list, and also emails and information pertaining to the Generator estimates.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Anything from the council? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to adopt the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consent agenda. Everybody, I hope, had a chance to look it over. If there's any questions.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Chief Drage, good evening.
Good evening. Couple things. Calls have been down. Haven't had much for that. Flags, I'd like to thank Gary. Takes care of all the flags for us, taking them up, putting them up, taking them down. I'd like to have the city send Stan Stewart a thank you for taking care of the, maybe wait another month or so. Because it keeps everything looking good down there at the park thing. health screening for fire department members. We do a lot of that stuff already. Diabetes check, breathing, blood pressures, all that stuff with our screening that we do in, what is it, first training in March, I think. So there's not much on there that wouldn't, and that we would need, and it doesn't cover everything that we need to drop, you know, the stuff we have. So, call. I'll be right there. And then Gary's here for a raise for the relief. I've got to go on an ambulance call. Gary, I'll take care of it. Anybody got any other questions?
So, ICSNA on the health screening? Do you think
I would say.
Anything for Chief Drage? I guess he's got a run here. Well, maybe he'll be back later.
Yep. All right.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Mr. Marquardt.
Pretty good timing, huh? Drops it on me and he runs. No,
that's good planning.
Pardon?
That's good planning.
It's good planning work. It's that annual time of year where we discuss raises. Hopefully it fits in the same time with your budget. But I talked to the Fire Department Relief Association group, and what we'd like to do is request a $25 a year raise in the city. Still puts us on the low end of Carver, a little above some of the other small towns, but we'll never catch up with the other ones. We're just too small for that, but it's a modest raise we'd like to request.
And that $25, is that per fireman, or would that go
per? Per firefighter.
I'm not familiar with that, to get that. Because people get
when
paid.
When do you retire?
Okay,
you
get so much paid per call, but this goes through his retirement.
We don't get paid per call.
Really?
Nothing, zero. Nothing for training, nothing for pay. The only thing we get coming is when we retire.
I thought you got something.
Nope. Nothing.
Wow. Is that, that's not common, is it?
Some do it. Most of the big ones don't. Some do a pay per call. We just decided that, you know, we're really not in it for the money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the retirement is something to, you know, for the dedication for, mm-hmm. you know, 20, 30 years of what they do.
I don't believe there's any other department in Carver County.
Well, Coney Bay does pay per call.
Right, that does not take anything for a call.
No, that does not take anything. No, we're the only one.
I mean, other ones, other departments get paid for meetings, trainings,
and
calls, which that goes into their, maybe I'm wrong, into some of their pension?
No, they get checks for that.
Do they?
Yes.
I thought some went into their
pension. It's usually
pension.
Like a bonus check at the Christmas year.
I guess my question, Gary, is that $25 retroactive?
Yep.
I mean, guys, all the way back 20, 30 years?
Yep.
Yep, we're right now, what are we at, $1,500? It'll be $1,525 a year for citizens.
So yeah, that's more retro to when you started.
Was last year, did you request anything?
Yeah, last
25.
Year we did, the year before we did.
I think the year before, 2 years ago you did.
Two years ago we did. Last year we asked for 25, and this year we asked for 25.
I mean, I look at it this way. You figured at $25, even though it's retro, I mean, what overtime of the meetings, the calls, the trainings, the pittance. Discussion.
I guess I don't feel kind of, I don't know enough about it, and I don't want to hold things up. And if it's necessary to make a motion to get this rolling, I would make that motion. But I'd like to get some more information because I don't fully understand. I don't understand it at all.
Well, maybe you can give it in a nutshell. Basically, it's so many dollars per year of service when you retire.
Mm-hmm.
You have to attain the age of 50 before you can draw it. Otherwise, if you would elect to retire before you're 50, then that money gets set aside in an account separate just for you. I think it pays a couple percentage interest.
Yep. There's I don't remember the exact amount, but there's a limit on what it's set.
What is it?
And this is common for every fire department in this county. You know, like I said, the other ones, they get that plus the, you know, $6 an hour or $9, whatever they get an hour, mm-hmm. per call and per meetings. So ours is way behind the rest.
Right.
And it's a common thing. Otherwise, you know, if you would have started 30 years ago and the, you know, whatever the salary was then is a few hundred dollars, it wouldn't add up, mm-hmm. too much for the 20,
wow.
30 years.
And this would not go into effect until 2015? Jeremy, am I right? Because it would go into the 14 budget.
It would be for the year 2014, but won't affect until 2015
right.
budget, correct.
Well, I guess I'm, like I say, I'm amazed that the fire department doesn't get anything. And so that makes me want to do whatever I can to make this happen even more. Because as everyone, I guess, probably knows, I'm a big supporter of police, fire, and EMS, and I think people just coming here on your own time, I mean, you are really redefining volunteer fire department. I mean, if you don't get anything for your meetings or stuff, I think that's maybe something that should be addressed down the road, but I guess I would certainly be in favor of putting a motion on the table for your request.
Where are we at as far as percentage of funded for the pension?
I don't know. You have to ask them.
Do you know, Gary?
And if I had that with, I don't have anything with. I got off work and I rushed here. I
wasn't
know.
It last year 88% funded?
Something like that. Yeah.
87, 88.
I don't have the numbers yet, so it's real close.
Plus the contribution last year was
24 or something.
And the next one now, the next year is
24,383 for 2013. For 2014, it is $17,978.
So the investments are doing better to offset city contribution. So do you have that as a motion at this point?
I do. Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to grant fire department $25 retro raise. Is that correct?
Correct.
Discussion?
What's the added liability then?
You would probably...
You'd have to check with your accountant.
Don't have it.
When do you have to know by? Tonight, or can it be done next month? Well, that would make no difference. It's not active.
It's
anymore.
Not going to want to affect right away.
Doesn't make a difference to me.
Maybe if you can get that from Mr.
All right.
Well, there is a motion and a second.
True. Otherwise, unless they retract them.
Going to rescind the motion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to vote on it.
Up to you, council. There is a motion made and seconded. I guess I'll call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I guess it passes for the ayes.
No one abstain.
I can still get that in.
Yeah, bring that next month anyhow.
It's also on the website. You can compare our department with every other department around, and you'll probably notice we're not too greedy. It should be affordable. Right? Any other questions?
How are you doing with that accountant that you people with? He doesn't file his report through time. How's that going on?
It's going.
Okay.
About the same as plus.
Yeah, he knows the game.
We're getting this stuff, you know, as we go.
Because if you don't get it by a certain date, don't you lose out on something?
Yeah.
And he knows that, you're putting his feet to the fire. Get that.
I think we'll have it.
Anything else? Gary?
I'm betting my job on it.
Anything else? Anything for Gary? Otherwise,
no.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
No. Okay. All right, so we'll move on to our contracted services for water, wastewater operation. This first one is Greg Stang from People Services. I guess if you'd like to have a seat, I guess you've got the floor.
Okay, in front of you guys is a agreement for services that we came up with. I just got it to you guys tonight because it was kind of quick getting it all put together for you guys. I don't know if you'd rather kind of go through the whole contract here. Otherwise, we kind of have a summary of the services on the back two pages, page 6 and 7. It might be easier to kind of go through that. All the legal stuff and everything is through the first 5, and then 6 and 7 are the actual summary. I can kind of go through them one at a time if you guys have questions or whatever. Go at it. But basically it says like the site visits, including basic operations and maintenance, will be People Service. Checking and mixing, chemical mixing in addition will be People Service. Payment of all costs for consumable supplies, parts, and testing will be the owner. Repairs of all manholes, shut off hydrants, mains, sewers, water, yada yada. That's the owner, which will be you guys. Water service shutoffs and turn ons and meter reading. That's the owner. And we get to discharge of the lagoons, that's the ponds, that'd be People Service. Perform all the locates, whether it's water, sewer, any locates, that's People Service. It says hydrant flushing twice a year, that should be hydrant flushing yet this fall. And that'll be People Service. It won't be twice, it's just the fall flushing. assisting the coordinating of main breaks. Hopefully there is none, but we assist with the guys trying to get a contractor here.
So you contact somebody to come in and...
Yeah, we could line it up because we have, you know, the guys in Arlington, they take care of all them for Arlington Green Oil. They have contractors on their phone who they, you know...
Who does this for that area?
Henning, I believe.
Okay, he's the one who does that.
Okay, yeah.
He's a good company.
Yeah. Then coordinate sewer collection system and lift station cleaning, that'd be the owner. Collection of water and wastewater samples, that'd be the people service. And the grounds maintenance, as far as mowing and stuff, that'd be the city.
Excuse me, on the samples here, basically there's some samples that have to be taken to New Ulm. How does this affect?
It's New Ulm, or it can be, the lab we use for people service is out of Janesville, UC Labs. They do the same thing.
Okay.
And they pick up right in Arlington. So if we'd have the sample, we'd pick them up here in the morning, and we'd run them to Arlington, and they'd pick them up and drive them down to New Ulm, to Janesville. So that's what we would, unless you guys want
to use them. We've used both.
Oh, UC, you've used them before. Yeah, we've had good luck with them, really good luck. Preparation of monthly reports to the owner and the regulatory agencies would be us. Perform the monitoring, sampling, analyzing, and reporting. For the PCA, basically, it's when we do pond discharge, that stuff, plus monthly reports, that'd be us. Assist in development of an annual budget for all the utilities. We could assist with that. And we provide the liaison between City of Hamburg and the MPCA in matters relating to compliance with the water quality and discharge requirements with regards to the wastewater treatment plant. And basically liaison between the two agencies, the Department of Health and Pollution Control Agency, who we have excellent working relationships with both of them. So that's kind of, you know, what our scope of service would be as far as we're going
to. Jeremy, the one thing I don't see on here is the Jacob Street grinder. That's not specifically referred to. Is that somehow included in this?
With the lift station checks.
Yeah, it'd be basically...
Because it's not really a lift station as such, right?
It's a grinder. Is it really a lift station? It just has a grinder pump in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there one or two pumps in it?
I believe there's two.
It's a duplex.
Yeah. Two readings anyway, so
what's that?
There's two pumps. There's two readings.
Yeah, it's probably two pumps. And then that's kind of the services in a quick summary. And if you go to the bottom of page 4, compensation would be, people service would be $1,450 a month, and that'd be for October, November, and December. And the September fee, if the contract, if it'd be signed tonight, we start tomorrow, would be $1,015 for September.
So that $1,450 a month, how many hours are we...
There's not going to be a set amount of hours. It's just a blanket coverage. We'll take care of your water, your wastewater.
Okay.
You know, we're going to, we'll be doing all that, and it's hard to put a blanket hours on, especially, you know, with the water. You know, we're kind of getting in tune with the water plant, and of course, you know, it was down all weekend with the hydro flushing, so yesterday. We were out here backwashing today. He backwashed again. We're trying to get the chemicals set up right because the fluoride was empty.
Okay.
Trying to get everything in tune. There's going to be... We don't know how many hours it's going to take. It's really... It's kind of a crapshoot. Then we... You know, I think if we figure it for $50 an hour, you know, like we talked about it, the $14.50 is roughly 7.25 hours a week. And there'll be some weeks that we're probably going to be closer to 15, 20 hours with the hydrant flushing and all that stuff, or discharging and all that. And there'll be other weeks it might be closer where it's going to be come in the one day when it's backwash day at the water plant, I believe that's Mondays, there it's a good 2 hours for sure that you're here. So it takes a while.
So what happens in January of 2014?
What's that?
I say, what happens in January of 2014?
I guess we negotiate the contract for the whole year.
And then if once we get a handle on it, whatever, and we know better at that time, you know, that we could possibly even come in with a better price. We don't know for sure. Just these first sort of anyway.
So you're going to have a different proposal for us in December then, roughly about
if that's
the
what
time,
you guys
the 10th,
would like.
The 11th, if you want to.
Yeah, if that's okay. What you guys would like.
And you said you go with 3-year contracts?
We shoot for five. We do sign three.
I mean, I guess if you wanna, if your people are interested in continuing, and we're interested in having you continue, then we might as well have some kind of proposal by the council meeting in December,
yeah,
3 months
absolutely.
From now.
Yep.
That way, we can take a look at it again. So,
originally,
providing what we do here.
Yeah.
At the last council meeting, the talk was kind of you're going to see if you could, maybe you could hire a licensed operator or something too. It's kind of what you were looking at. You didn't know for sure what's going to happen in the next 4 months. And that's why we went this route.
It could be 3 years.
It could be.
Unless we hire someone with the qualifications.
True.
So for water, it's 3. Sewer, it's 1.
Yep.
Okay.
Provided they pass their certifications the first try.
Provided they pass. Exactly.
Is it tough?
First time pass rate is 50% Kurt, something like that. I'm not, you know, for the class D, for the guys that just entry level.
Any other questions for Mr. Stang?
Don't take offense by this, because it's merely a question. But Jeremy, have you checked around with other municipalities that are using this company? Are they satisfied with them?
Yeah, they are satisfied.
Okay. And what is laid out in here, are you satisfied with that?
Yeah,
does it cover all bases?
It covers the bases. I mean, some things we may want to look at is, you know, if we hire someone and they're able to kind of do rounds and do some more things, we can maybe minimize this, you know, for the next contract. But for now, I think we're kind of in a bind to get things done and accomplished. You know, we got a discharge coming up. We got hydrants that need to be flushed, especially after with draining the water tower, having that painted and the way we ran the system. That's all got to get done. You know, and there's various other things that just are time-consuming that we need to address. And we have 3 samples, water samples at least, this month that need to be done, too.
Oh, the THMs and stuff, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, there's a variety of things that need to be accomplished.
This 1450, can that fluctuate over those next 3 months?
No.
That's what the blanket price is.
Is this just locks in for 1450?
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be some months, you know, it'll be greater than probably the $50 an hour, but it'll probably average a lot less.
And
there's
like $75 an hour for after hours?
Yes.
After.
I guess my question again too is what are you? Do you consider additional services? Is that like a breakdown or?
Yeah, if there's something that breaks down, if you have a water main breaking, you know, somebody, one of our guys has to come coordinate, get Henning here, and you know, get all that stuff. Maybe you'd have to isolate the main, that kind of thing, and help out that way. Any of the unforeseen things, all the day-to-day operation stuff is covered under here.
I'd have to think basically. It'd have to be an emergency.
Kind of what I was getting at, yeah. So
same like it was.
Yeah. In order to get them or do something outside hours, I think it'd have to be an emergency.
What kind of response time would you say it would be? Say we got a water main break at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. One guy lives in Lesueur and the other one's in Watertown. So I'm not sure if
could be a good hour plus.
And yeah, I would say realistically, you know, depending on what time of day it is.
Right.
If it's, you know, during the 8 to 5 hour thing, then it's a matter of either from Arlington or Greenough, wherever they're at to here.
Yeah,
so.
I understand that. It's just,
and actually, on a water main break, we do have a. Lee lives right in Lester Prairie, and so does Paul Christensen, another region manager or two. That's a little closer yet. So we do have resources close.
Just some questions.
I suppose that falls or comes down to who's on call that weekend, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's because I suppose you have rotated weekends with a group. Yeah. So it could be 20 minutes or it could be an hour, you know, depending on who's on call for the weekend.
Yep.
Okay.
And is this not include the weekend readings that you're doing now?
Correct.
All right, and I guess that's something we should get nailed down to tonight, but
right.
That's a separate topic.
We'll have a number put on the lift station code?
We will add them to Florida Secure, whoever we hire. Yeah, definitely. Okay. We've already discussed that with some of the guys, so...
Anything else, Mr. Stang?
I guess the only other question I'd have, I don't know what the hours would be, but it would be a chance. But is there an option that we could do a straight out contract at $50 an hour, and you would track time, and then anything over or anything outside of the normal hours that we would pay the $75, that we could just do a straight contract? And I don't know what council's comfort level is. I guess I don't know. It's just, I said it's rolling the dice here with the monthly fee.
No, that's kind of contemplated yet for Mr. East to talk to.
But I guess it's just see with people services if that's an option, if the council's...
They didn't want to go that route when because I was on a... I believe it was Chris that I mentioned, try to go with just hourly, where and there. It's very tough, because then if you got them coming, when do you start the clock from time to leave to here, whatever, and how do you cover mileage and all that stuff then? Because then they're going to want to get into the mileage and everything else. This is much cleaner, easier.
Understand.
Just one price.
And we figured what? About 10 hours a week is roughly about? 5 to 10 hours a week.
It'll be more than 5 for sure.
Yeah.
And
I think Jeremy had mentioned 10 hours a week. At $50 an hour, that'd be
because right now it comes out to 29 hours a month.
Yeah.
When you break down the math, and Dennis was probably putting in 30 to 40 hours a month between water and sewer. On average, some months it may have been, as low as 40 for all, and then there's some months where, it might have been 20 some hours. But it's hard to justify because you don't know when a pump's going to go out.
Well, exactly.
Like we talked last meeting, I think 40 is a good number. To look at of what probably on an average would be put into the water and sewer treatment.
Okay. A lot of questions, so bear with us. We haven't had to do this.
What's that?
We haven't had to do this.
20 years.
You're fortunate.
All right, anything else for Mr. Stan? Otherwise, I guess, appreciate you giving the information and the proposal.
No problem.
We'll see once that happens.
Do we need a motion to get this approved, or are we still in the talking stage?
I've got another fellow here tonight.
I didn't know that.
To give his proposal.
Okay.
So I guess just...
You got time to hang around? We'll have to make a decision tonight.
Okay. Mr. Reitz, welcome.
I'm Kurt Reitz. I'm from Arlington. Real quick background, I think I covered a little bit in my letter. I worked for the City of Arlington for 13 years. After that, I was with People Service as an operator for a short time and a manager for the rest of my time. I was with People Service as a manager for 13 years after City of Arlington, and then I went on my own approximately 8 years ago, and I worked with Homeowners Association, developers, mobile home parks. I normally only work with one city at a time. That's because... with the city scheduling and the the facilities are a little more critical. I work with Hanska, south of New Ulm. I worked with Winthrop. I don't know where Winthrop is, just the opposite direction from where we are here. when I work with the cities, every time it has been from an aspect of the city hires a local maintenance person, and I help teach them the system, teach them the records, help them with their get their certification, and get them go on and get the city back on their feet. As an example, in Winthrop, they hired a real good maintenance guy off the street. He took his D wastewater test within, I think, about 8-9 months. He got his D wastewater test, or wastewater license. I immediately reduced my contract price because at that time I was only responsible for the water after that. He was capable or licensed to take care of the wastewater. Although when I was over there, I still worked with him. And then they had a C facility, similar class to what yours is, and it's 3 years before you can take your C water license, and he got his C water license at the end of 3 years. And we negotiated our way out of the contract and parted ways. And I think, as you see in my letter, I encourage you to call the mayor in Winthrop or the city administrator because they're real happy with my services. So people ask me what cities I'll work for, and that's it, because I only work with one at a time because I don't want to spread myself too thin. I like to keep very flexible, and I like to give the city's full attention. My agreement is similar to people's services, but it's a little bit different. I just had a brief conversation with Jeremy on Thursday night. On Friday morning, I brought him a proposal, so mine is basically based on assumptions and experience. I've been doing this for about 35 years. My proposal is based on the recommendations by the Minnesota Department of Health of 2 site visits per week, minimum of 2 hours on site, and by the MPCA, 2-hour site visits twice a month. And basically, with those site visits, you have a city employee. I meet him at the door, he meets me at the door, and we work together. We flush hydrants together, we check sewer manholes together, we check lift stations together, we work on DMRs together, we work on chemical addition, mixing, whatever, at the pump house. We work on pond discharges together. Anything that a normal city employee would do, my job is to meet him at the door, him to meet me in the door when I make my site visits, and we work side by side. In Winthrop, they're a little bigger town, but there when we flushed hydrants, we cut the town in half, and I took the north half, and the other operator took the south half. When we put in water meters, we took turns. I did the inside of the water meter, and he did the outside part of it, and we switched. And so I was basically his trainer and his city employee and worked alongside of him. So in my proposal, you won't see hydrants listed and flushing hydrants and checking of sewer manholes, but... like I say, come to work in the morning and meet the operator, and we work side by side. That's the way. Train them, get them up to speed. I'm the person you deal with. I'm the operations. I'm the one that can answer the questions. I'm the one that takes care of the contacts. I'm the one that's voicing this. My wife and I are the only ones that are involved in the business, and she's got a job outside the home, so that falls on to me. I've got, like I say, I got over 30 years of experience. I normally go with 1-year contracts with 30 days out. That way, if I'm not doing my job, you guys notify me, I'm gone. If I have a problem with something that's going on, I had one contract one time where the people wanted me to do some things that were dishonest, and then I just served them a 30-day notice. So they're 1-year contracts with a 30-day notice, so it's an easy out for anybody if the agreement isn't working. Never had a contract canceled yet. In fact, Winthrop, they never even wanted to renew my contracts on a yearly basis. They said the first one we got in place is good, and let's just put it in the file and live off of it. On an annual basis, I don't go back and renew the contracts because I figure that this is in Winthrop. The most I'm going to be here is probably 3 years. And if I can't put a price together today and get more efficient through my years and get to know your system better, I don't have to raise the prices. I've just kept them the same. Winthrop's was the same for 3 years. Hanska's was the same for 3 years, with the exception of when I lowered it, when their city employee got their licenses. I lowered the fee because there was less responsibility on my part. As far as emergencies, I'm just over in Arlington. It takes me about 20 minutes to get over here. This is the only... again, I only work with one city, so I don't have to respond to other cities if wherever. I'm going to use Arlington as an example, and Greenville as an example. If we have a storm and a tornado come through Arlington, Greenville, Hamburg, I don't have to worry about those two. I come over here. I don't have responsibility there. All my other little projects that I work with, which are scheduled real intermittently, and they're not solidly scheduled, those projects I can just push aside. That's why my municipal customers, as I only deal with one at a time, are the important ones. I'll leave it at that. Throw some questions at me.
We don't have a city employee. What happens then? You just come in, you feel free doing what you're doing? Or?
What I would do is, and again, I don't know what kind of a schedule you're on. I would during the interim, I would do it at $50 an hour, and then my what I call a service trip travel charge is $30, and that covers my mileage and part of my driving time. I would come in 5 days a week, and I would be here an hour and a half in the morning, whatever it takes to do the necessary rounds and necessary things that have to get done until you get a city employee on staff. And like I say, I've got no idea what kind of schedule you're at, but the reading, Greg is right, the reading's got to be done. Those daily things have to be done.
What about the water sampling? To take it somewhere to get tested?
I normally use, I personally, with my company, I use the same one that People Service uses out of Janesville. But when I was with Winthrop, we used a Minnesota Valley Testing Lab. So basically, whatever procedure the city has in place now, I collect the samples, I fill out the chain of custody report, collect the samples according to the permits, fill out the chain of custody report, prepare them for shipping or pickup or whatever the city does now. I don't know if your previous operator drove them down there or if he prepared it. He drove them down there. I think it would be much more cost effective if we'd set it up for a courier pickup. Basically, what I do is I call them up on Monday and say that I'm going to have samples ready on a Wednesday. I'll have them by City Hall in the front steps in a cooler by 9 o'clock, and their courier comes by and picks them up.
Their own courier?
Their own courier. They got a courier just like UC Labs down in Janesville. These couriers run around and run from town to town and pick up the samples because they have to pick the samples up, and they have to get them back to the lab.
Which company is that you're talking about?
Minnesota Valley Testing
Lab. Yeah, they go out here to Bongards every day to the creamery. And get
probably.
Samples out there.
Yeah, probably. Yep, they got couriers running all over the state.
Do they run that as a free service, or is it?
Some of them factor it into their actual analysis pricing, and some charge $7 pickup.
I can't drive there for that.
No. And the big thing is you either have to drive them and get them there quick because of the holding time, or that courier has to pick them up, and their routes are set up where they get a cooler full. And I mean a big cooler full of samples from all these towns, and they get them down to their lab because they have a holding time to meet, too.
That's why I couldn't stop for coffee.
Yeah,
you know, it was a little different in Winthrop. You know, he ran his samples down, but he was only 10 miles away, and then he would normally pick up his parts because they didn't have a very good hardware store in Winthrop. So he always ran his down. Some of my other projects, I just drop them off on the lab on my way home. I deal with Janesville. So.
It was a winter time, and I would run a lot of them. Any questions for Mr. Reitz?
I guess my other concern is, you know, you're a one-man shop that keeps your overhead down, obviously, but what happens if you slip on the ice and break a leg or something?
Other than I've got my own insurance and I've got my own general life, I get $2 million.
No, I'm not worried about that.
I know what you mean. No different than your employee that just quit and walked out. No different than Jeremy. Yes, I'm a one-man show. I'm not going to argue that. But I'm no different than Jeremy or anything like that. When Winthrop, the way Winthrop got into it, they had an operator that was with them for like 29 years, and he had a massive heart attack in the seat of the pickup. And I had tried to work with Winthrop, and they were told the same thing. Reitz is only a one-man show. 3 years later, after they were done with the contractor, they called me up, and I was still a one-man show. 3 years later, they've got a dang good employee on the street, and he's certified, and I'm gone, and I'm still alive and kicking. But yeah, if I get hit by the beer truck or the Pepsi truck, it's no different than Dennis quitting or Jeremy quitting. Yep. You got it. You nailed it.
Never have to do this all over again.
Oh, no. Yeah. So yeah, I think the way you have to look at it, and I'm a councilman in Arlington. I've been on the councilman for 14 years now. I think the way you need to look at it, in my opinion, is what you want out of your next city employee. You want that city employee to be involved in the water and wastewater. And no offense to People Service, I used to work with them, and People Service runs our water and wastewater system in Arlington, and I'm on the city council. There's a whole other circumstance why we have him there. But do you want People Service here for eternity taking care of your water and wastewater system, or you eventually want an employee to be back in charge? That's really what you're going to have to try to weigh, honestly.
I think what, you know, maybe Mr. Oldham's, you know, say you fall and break your leg, it would be darn tough for you to come here and make the rounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, do it.
Yep. I would either work something out with a relative, or if I'm laying over in Waconia, no, I wouldn't be here the next day.
No,
the contract would be terminated. Yep. No, and I won't argue that. That's a good point. I won't argue. Yeah. Yep.
I kind of like the fact if we get a person that doesn't have any experience, that they get trained. You know, it's a feature.
Yeah, I think if council wants my opinion and wants to value my opinion, my kind of thought is our option now, I think, is best with People Services. Maybe come when we have an employee that maybe, you know, beginning of the year, maybe something else to consider at that time. But
that's a good point. Evaluate what kind of staff member you're going to get on, what kind of mechanical quality.
Because right now, we just need somebody to come in and get things done. Right about.
I'm not an upfront marketing person. I'm an honest person, and you're talking honestly with common sense.
You know what, honestly, we had People Services take care of our water and wastewater for the past, you know, few days, and they've kind of learned the system now too. Well, you know, I'm comfortable with People Services. I have nothing against Kurt.
No, that's fine.
I'm sure he's very capable of doing.
I used to do that with People Service, so you throw me in a hole and I'll find my way out of the top, let me tell you.
But I'm just thinking down the road.
You brought up a good point that way.
That may be a good option to look at for, you know, because ultimately, you know, Kurt brought up the point. That's what the council has to look at. What are we looking at here?
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to get.
I mean, short term, I know. I think you know, I'm comfortable going with People Services. Long term, that's, you know.
Arlington's situation is much more complicated, but I really don't see Arlington ever climbing out of the hole and being able to run their systems again, because Arlington, with its system, is so reliant on People Service, and People Service has our invoicing. People Service has our vendor contact list. All that stuff that Arlington used to have 6, 8, 9 years ago is gone. So if Arlington starts out, they're going to walk out, they're going to walk into the dark. But yeah, you've got to evaluate that within the next couple months, see what you get on staff.
No, that's good. I mean, you both got good qualities. Yep. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yep.
And I've known this guy for a while. His partner, the other region manager I trained in.
Well, Council, you've heard two proposals. You heard from Jeremy, and I kind of agree with that. We need somebody who can do it all too right now. And we don't know who we're going to hire, what qualifications, so that could be the training process and down the road.
I guess I have to say I'm a little more comfortable with People Services myself, and nothing against Mr. Reitz, but if he does next week get into a car accident or something like that, then we're right back where we started, whereas People Services, they have other people that can fill in for him. That's kind of where I'm looking at, same as Mr. Odom's.
Any other discussion?
Well, I don't think we should wear out Mr. Reitz. I think he's got very good points there.
Right, I agree.
I think we there was a contract going to be set up until the first of the year, maybe with people services if they get it. That gives them like 3 months, and that gives us a little time maybe get somebody hired then.
Exactly, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think that is a good way to go, but I think at the first of the year, I think we should reevaluate this, and if we do anything, I think maybe we should at that time reevaluate and talk to Mr. Reitz again. And
it also depends, then we'll know if we have a candidate, a guy
that's able to do this and go on with this.
Yeah,
that's the big point right there. And I understand right now Jeremy he's kind of in a bind right now. He needs somebody that can do it. I mean, he's got other responsibilities. I mean, but I don't think we should venture out Mr. Reitz. I think he's
no, we're not.
Lot.
That's why we said.
Right. I think
see,
he's
that's what
very good
at the beginning of the year. We heard the proposal. We know the qualifications. We know where he's from, everybody. And
yeah.
At least now I can put a face to, you know, I hear
he
names.
More like my brother. He looks more like him.
I have to say, yeah, there is.
No resemblance.
No.
And I don't drink beer like him either.
Worse?
No.
And I do know the city of Winthrop is very happy with him. My oldest brother is fire chief over there, and I spoke highly of Mr. Reitz too. So,
all right. Any other discussion? Otherwise, I think it's time we decide because we've got both people here and we have to act.
I move you both people services
for the remainder of 2013.
Right, as the offer cut.
There a second?
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to go with the People Services contract for the remainder of 2013. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, gentlemen. And then we'll see once as the year goes.
You know where we are.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll get a contract signed then.
Get two times signed.
Okay.
And send them to Omaha, and we'll send one back to you after it's signed.
Sure.
Us.
Okay.
All right?
Yep,
all
I'll
right.
do that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
Great.
He wants two copies signed.
Yeah, if you want to sign in as a guest.
And then what you're here for.
We kind of went through the public comments section already. I don't know if you just wanted to see once what's going on or if you had something.
I just wanted to drop in and see what's like this goes on.
We met down at the National Night Out.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody... I don't know, Gordon, I forget the last name.
Merritt? Merritt.
Yeah. He lives, well, actually, for Daryl Will.
Right. 431
Merritt.
Yep. So.
I talked to Gordon down there at National Night Out.
Yeah, that's where we met, too.
Yeah.
That's good you stop by and see what we're up to.
Sure.
Bring more.
Yeah, great neighbors.
Just one question for Gordon. You're the one that called about our city ordinance on reptiles?
Yeah.
And did you find it in our on the web?
I printed it out.
Okay, because I found it, and so if you needed it. Okay.
Okay, we'll move on to old city business. Our revised NIMS training requirements. How are we doing?
Not done yet.
Started?
I've opened the website up.
That's a start.
That's about as far as I get. Every time I get into it, one of the four youngins ends up having an issue.
If there was a way I could do it like an hour at a time, but I haven't been able to string 3 or 4 hours together to actually get sit down and do it because I just don't have that kind of time. I'll be doing something else. Unfortunately, you know, and maybe, again, it's so difficult to, you know, especially if something happens with the internet connection, it goes down and I'm halfway through it. What happens there? Then I'm totally screwed.
That would not be good.
So, but yet, Chris and I actually have been discussing getting it done, so...
Would it help?
We're kind of on top of it.
Would it help you guys if I could maybe shoot our county emergency management director an email to see if there's any possible classes? You know what I mean?
We can hold a watch.
Yeah, that's right. Just contact Mr. Walsh just to see if there's any classes out there where, you know, then you could dedicate maybe a night and then it's...
Well, like I said, it'd be so much easier if you could do it, you know, if I could sit down for an hour and do it when I have an hour and then, you know, opt out and then go back in later on. But, you know, to actually sit and do this stuff for 3 or 4 hours at a time, it is very, very difficult to put that kind of time together.
I found it easier with in a class with other people. You could discuss things.
True.
And you went in and did it as a classroom thing, and that was a lot easier. I did it on the internet myself. And I failed big time. I mean, big time. But as
then
a group,
you find out you had it.
Yeah. as a group, you know, we went through it, and there was a piece of cake. But when you did it by myself, there's words in there. I didn't know what they even meant. You know. But, you know. But once you get into it, you'll see.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So at least you're on top of it. It's haunting you.
We're working on it.
Okay, tax forfeited lot on Brad Street.
All right,
that's
so this is something
for sale?
Yes. I just got an email late this afternoon from the auditor's office, taxpayer service department. And basically it read, "Good afternoon, Jeremy. Kathy and I met with Lori and Sharon this morning regarding tax forfeited properties going to sale on the tentative sale date of November 7th, 2013. Lori asked me to contact you regarding the forfeit lot in Hamburg. We recommend that the special assessment be reviewed by the council on forfeited lot 1, block 1, Hamburg's first edition, which is basically the vacant lot on Brad Street. Parcel has been offered at public auction twice and available for purchase over the counter for 10 years with little interest. Once the prospective purchaser realizes the special assessments that could be re-levied after purchase, we have referred many interested purchasers to you at the city with no further contact back from them. We would appreciate any measures the city can take to ensure that this lot would return to the tax rolls." So typically what happens is they inquire about the lots. The county there has no information on the lots, you know, other than, you know, the PID, you know, the actual legal description.
They're kind of like a neutral party.
Yeah, and what happens is they said once they refer them to me, no one calls them back. Well, let me explain so you get a kind of a picture here. So typically what they do is they call the county and they say to call the city, they have more information. So they call me, they talk to me, you know, I let them know it's railroad tracks, you know, they always ask about that. The other thing, and I think the killer is because there's Xcel Energy easement that runs through them lots. It actually runs 9 feet in from the back of them lots. There's a 50-foot easement, 25 on each side. So there's 34 point some feet of that lot that Xcel will not let you build on. So when you take that into account, and you have an 84-foot wide lot, it's very minimal as to the size of home you can put on it, especially a garage too. So usually when I go through all that and tell them that, they're out of there. You know, because they see the price, they probably figure, oh, hey, a lot. And then when they come out, there's all these limitations on these lots, and I tell them there's the possibility of, you know, $12,000 being reassessed to the lot, they're gone. That's why the county never hears back, and I never hear back from them. So that's the scenario we have with that lot. The main thing is, I think, as well as the council and the county, they want to get it back on the tax roll. But, you know, we can go back and hash out, you know, the past. But, you know, my honest opinion is they probably should never have been plotted. That's the biggest problem with them lots. But now when you take into consideration, you know, the easement on that lot, I understand the difficulty. But you also got to understand the city put in the road and there is water and sewer stubbed in there. So there's a couple options the city can look at. They can maybe waive the whack and sack charges or something on that lot. Because that's the other thing I didn't explain. When I tell them that, and then there's a possibility of $7,000 in whack and sack charges, all of a sudden they realize this lot is not worth it. You know what I mean? When they say the lot's $3,000 or whatever, $12,000 in assessments, another $7,000. You know what I mean? We're up to 20-some thousand for a lot that has limitations on it.
Can the city use that lot for anything?
Public use. If we were to buy it, we would have to dedicate it for public use. So it's not like we could buy it and then resell it.
No. You know, put a little park there.
I mean, we could buy it, but I mean, do you want to park under power lines? Or, you know, that's the problem here.
By railroad tracks.
Yeah, by railroad tracks. I mean, you know what I mean? When you start thinking about the use for that lot, because as long as I've been on council, we've been discussing this.
Oh, we can't make it go away.
No. But the other thing is you've got to remember, we paid the monies, so we'd be eating $12,000 in them assessments. Them assessments are already long gone and paid off. So anyway, if we did put them assessments back on, we could basically take them assessments when they did come in, and you'd probably put them towards another street project. You know, that'd be the logical thing to do.
Are there buildable lots, are there lots abutting this that's got a house on it or something?
Yeah, if you go along Brad Street, you'll see the house on the farthest end of Brad Street.
On
they
the north
moved
end.
That home in. It'd be the next two lots south of there.
So I know people have no desire to buy that lot? Or
not that I'm aware of. I mean, like I said, I think the ideal thing to do would be able to, if someone had both them lots, put townhomes there.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it makes sense. Be the most logical thing I would think is put townhomes in there. But
is it zoned for that? So they could do that?
I'd have to look at the zoning map if it's for R2 or not.
That's
a change we could make. I don't think the council would have any objection, you know, changing the zoning if it isn't already zoned for that.
And how long has the city had these lots?
Since the development.
Well, the thing is, what happened is the city did these lots, I believe it was back in 92.
So, I mean, when you came here, they were...
Yeah.
And so, 17...
The city took on that project themselves, which I'm not a believer that cities should be in the business of real estate.
Right. We know that now.
You know, so it was a learning curve.
Well, is there a way that we could maybe entice the builder to maybe put up a townhouse there, like we've got down on Jacob Street?
Can we even put up a townhouse? Are we back in the building era here now again or not?
No, we sell it to somebody who
would. Can we put up a house? Can they put up a house?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, but they're limited.
Water
limited.
And sewer.
Could they put up something, Jeremy, like we've got down here?
I'd have to look at my records, but I don't think we can put anything wider than 26 feet.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
The driveways almost had to come in, or like the garages.
Yeah,
because of the setback.
You basically have to do something where it's house and garage, you know what I mean? You can't offset anything because then you're going to have quite a small...
Well, I would think, you know, if you could work some kind of an enticement to a builder, you know, whether you waive the sewer and water connection fees or whatever, and...
I mean, you know, really it's up to council what you want to do, how do you want it on taxes. I'm sure over the years you would eventually probably, you know, recoup them monies, but... Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you waive the assessments, I believe it's $12,000-some.
I would be more in favor to keep the assessments the way it is and waive the whack and sack
charges.
Because it's already stubbed in.
Right. See, and that's what the assessments are for, streets and the water and sewer, you know, the work done there. So, you know, if you, I guess the way I look at it, if you waive the assessment, someone comes in and buys that lot, they got free water and sewer versus everybody else that paid for it through an assessment. So I don't know. It depends how you want to.
Well, it's just playing with numbers.
Right. You know, like I said, I'd probably be more in favor of, I could let the county know that we're willing to waive the WAC and SAC charges.
Yeah, that's what I would call. See if we get some interest.
Yeah.
Council? Discussion? Let's get something handled.
I say keep the special assessment, but I also go back to the county and have them talk to Xcel and see if they can't change their...
They will not move them power lines. I trust me. I'm willing to bet my third stall on my garage on that. That I've had many discussions of them to move their power lines, and they say at our cost. If you don't believe me, you can call them. Trust me, they are very staunch.
No,
I'm not moving them lines.
I believe that. They won't move that.
I've spent numerous meetings with them when this first went, when I came here. You know, I doubt that their stance has changed.
So I
have met with them, and they will not move them lines or put them underground. You know, that's what we talked about. But
well, they're upgrading all the lines in the area. It might be something they maybe even already thought about.
That's worth a try to call again, but I'm not promising nothing. Because I know they were pretty stuck on their position that they didn't move their lines.
I'll call my contact at Xcel.
Scott Johnson? No.
Well, I know him too, but I got one here in McComb that can maybe do something.
Well, you call him, I'll call Scott.
Well, Scott,
but in the meantime, the county wants something from us. And to be honest, this has been on the agenda for a long time.
What exactly do they want, I guess? Is
something to make it more enticing.
Something to get them on the tax roll. That's really, it's up to you as a council on what you want to do there.
If we get it on the tax roll, the city benefits too. Right now we're getting nothing.
Is the county going to do anything? On the
county don't have to do nothing. No.
They don't have no...
They'll run
the
auction.
Tax forfeiture, yeah.
The only thing we get on is it gets back on the tax rolls, and all of a sudden now we get maybe an extra $600, $700, $800. So it's going to take us 12, 13 years to recoup the assessment.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough call. Gosh dang, you want to help out, and you want to add some homes, yada yada. But the other thing is too is you basically would be giving away. You know, street and water and sewer, you know what I mean? Where everybody else is.
No, we keep the assessment on.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you waive the assessment, then they're getting free water and sewer.
Yeah.
You know, which.
I think we keep the assessment on.
It'd be different if that lot had nothing in it. You know what I mean? Because the assessment would probably be quite minimal then. You know what I mean? But it's 12 grand, you know. I mean, nowadays it's probably, you know, 20 to 30 grand easy that you got in assessments on a lot.
But does it make more sense to give up $7,000 than $12,000?
You know, I can see that because the city hasn't always had a WAC and SAC charge. And what a lot of cities have done to encourage building is either
reduce it
or eliminate their, you know, WAC and SAC fees. I mean, basically what a WAC and SAC fee is an assessment charge that you charge a new person for hooking into your system. You know, to pay for, it's kind of their contribution to pay for the long haul.
And that's going to be $35
exactly.
Each, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, on the assessments now, I know on any other lot, the assessments is like on a 30-year deal. You get so much here. This year would be paid up front.
No, we have the option to offer it to them, spread it out over 10 years because we've done this on the other two lots. So what we would do is put it back on the tax roll over the period when we originally, what we originally did the assessments on.
Okay. So you're going to let them have...
I believe it was over 10 or 12 years.
So you're going to let them have $12,000 for 10 years then? And then...
that's what they would pay it over 10 years. Oh. It's not like they'd have to come up with it right away. applicants, we could put it back on the assessment roll for 10 years and spread it out over a 10-year period that they have to pay the assessments, you know, of course, at an interest rate. But I would just use the same terms that were used back in 92.
Well, I'll move that we keep the assessment on and with the openness of working with the potential buyer on the WAC.
What was the first part of that, Chris?
We leave the assessment on.
Take the assessment off?
We leave the assessment on.
Leave the assessment on and negotiation. Would it be seriously negotiate a lower price? Do you want to say on WAC and SAC, or do you want to keep it quite open ended?
I would just say WAC and SAC would be negotiated.
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to keep the assessments on the tax forfeited lot, with the WAC and SAC to be discussed with the potential purchaser. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Here? Tentative.
Here or?
Yet to come.
Just.
Can I see?
Well, the city assessment policy, I mean, that's on there. Health screening dates for employees, well, you heard from the LD.
Yeah, so there are no, so it'll just be before our October meeting. Then. Or does the council want to scrap it too, or do we still want to do it for employees and council? Basically what it is something like it's health risk assessment, blood pressure check, body mass index, and cholesterol screening. And I think to do cholesterol screening, you have to fast. I remember when I did mine last?
No, I didn't have to.
Did
go to the clinic.
You didn't do it too late. I can't remember.
Well, maybe it varies, but I didn't have to.
I can't recall.
I bet you couldn't eat anything after midnight or something. But they said they'd be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. Has that changed now, too?
No, it was...
And she said she'd do it 15-minute increments or whatever?
Yeah.
I know I've got body mass.
I apologize. I thought that information was included in the agenda.
Yeah, I think you're right. I thought I read it.
Yes, I'm not seeing it in mine.
There was some non-fasting stuff in there.
Yeah, it says Saturday morning.
Just not in the right spot. Yeah, so basically you're looking Tuesday from 4 to 6:45.
But didn't she, too, didn't Jeremy say something about that people wanted to do it, but they had to do the fasting? She would be out here at 6 o'clock some morning?
She could do, I think she only had one Saturday morning opening, and that was October 12th, but I haven't confirmed them dates with her, because what we confirmed was the dates up top and that.
Okay.
It's a 6 a.m. screening, so.
Yeah, Thursday, right?
Oh, you got your weekends.
You can do it during your readings. Are you? Are you? I won't be here.
I will be here. Okay.
Well, I think, you know, the fact that it's being offered to the city free, like a community service, I think it probably looks bad if we don't participate in it. That's my thought.
I guess who's going to participate?
I have got, I have to take one. We all have to take one at work. They require it. If you don't take it at work, it's $50 a year that you pay. And they have somebody, they have a nurse come right into the office, and we all go through. So I will not be participating. I know that.
I won't either.
You?
Well, I'll be here, so if we do it,
sure.
I'd
probably
be around you. Bob?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Would you be participating in the screening thing?
I can't tell you for certain at all, only because I don't know if I'd make it. I'd make it home by 6:45, but the traffic's crappy. I can't say. I mean, I would like to, yes, but most of the time, you know, I leave at between 10 to 5 and 5 after 5, or 10 after 5, right around there is usually when I leave the parking ramp. And if the traffic is bad, sometimes I can't make it by 6:45, but sometimes I make it back by 10 after 6, too, and it's hard to say.
So that's basically a qualified yes, provided you can make it here in the traffic?
I'll sign you up for 6:45, if you can stay to 7.
I could do that. I should be able to make it. And I could probably, if I really needed to, I could probably come in a half hour early and leave at 4:32, something like that. It went early and leave in a half an hour early instead. My boss doesn't usually have a problem with that as long as I don't do it every day.
Okay.
All right. Chris?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. I will confirm that then, and any information I receive will forward to council.
Anything else, or we'll move on. Number 8, City Clerk Treasury Report.
Oh, painting of the water tower is complete. One thing I wanted to point out to council, next year that water tower will be 100 years old.
Whoa.
There was a plate on it that said 1914.
You should feel lucky that it's lasted that long. So that means it's going to be pretty quick.
So it's up there in age. So I'll wait till I get a report from McGuire Iron. And then next year they'll be coming cleaning it. So we'll get a more in-depth analysis of the inside of the tank. And there may be a possibility that that needs to be repainted too soon. So the other thing is, I guess, just never noticed over the years, but I was talking to the mayor, and if you kind of really look at the tower, the G kind of looks more like a C if you look at it from a distance.
I noticed that on Saturday when I came back from Arlington.
So, and I thought, yeah, that does. I don't recall it looking like that. So I called them, told them that, said we weren't pleased with the G. So I thought, gee, I wonder if I have any old pictures. So I went back. I got some pictures from 04. If you look, that's how the G is.
It's a C.
It's the same.
So it's been up there for 4 years.
That would be an optical illusion. I mean, that to me, this new G looks, it sucks.
Yeah, I've never noticed that either from the old one. I just this time when we came back in, I mean, we're driving back in on Saturday night, and I'm like,
that can't looks like Ann Burke.
So I had to come back Sunday and look at it.
So it looks like a C. But,
so first I just thought, well, maybe I just looked at it wrong.
What they agreed to do at no charge is when they come out to clean it next year, they'll try to shape it, make it look more like a G at no charge.
Because Hamburg's on both sides, right?
Yes.
Does the other one look the same?
Yep. I went and looked at it today.
Didn't change.
But that picture is from 2004. Wow. So it's been like that for 10 years.
People that come into town really pretty much know that that town is Hamburg, so your brain sees it as a G, basically.
And then what they said next time, you know, we paint it, you know, that we can change the font and we can pick up.
It's an awful little hook there for a G.
Yeah, I agree. But ironically, that's how it looked in 04.
I lost that battle.
Yeah, I kind of had to stick my foot in my mouth after. You know, I'd already talked to him and told him you're displeased, and then it wasn't. But that's how it looks now compared to that's from today. So anyways, that's the update on the water tower. That's done. One of the things he talked about and discussed is what we may want to do is, for budget reasons, is said the tower has needs some cosmetic repairs. There's the biggest problem was the ladder on the tower, but who knows when that last was done. It was probably before regulations. Regulations now are 12 inches for each step in between. Ours are 14 inches. Plus, he said there's some repairs that need to be done on the steps. So
in 1914, they didn't have any requirements.
Exactly. So I'd have to think we're grandfathered in there. Yeah.
But if we make a minor repair, do we
see
have
that?
To do
I
the
don't
whole thing?
Know. I don't know. That's a good question. That if that kind of takes away our grandfather status.
Yeah.
He said there's other minor repairs, but they're supposed to be putting a report together. So at that time, we can review that and the repairs.
Yeah.
And one of the suggestions he talked about doing was, you know, there's so much paint on that tower. If we don't mind it looking flaky, it could probably go 10 years before it would need to be painted again.
And by that time, it's going to be
replaced? By that time, I would have to think we're almost looking at having to replace it. Like I said, it's 100 years old next year.
Wow.
So that's the water tower. Unless anybody else has got any other pictures, and for some reason, mine are wrong, but I would have swore to you that G was different. No, Mr. Oden.
I've got one from last year, from the 2008 Zimmerfest.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
And I thought you did. So if you wouldn't mind and look that up and see. But
plays tricks on the mind.
Moving on, cleaning and televising the sanitary sewer lines. They should be out here the 16th and 17th, next Monday and Tuesday, to get that finished. And Larry Mueller has agreed to work with them on the televising of them lines. We may run into some issues because of easements.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that doesn't create too many problems there.
That should take us, that should be all the lines then, right?
No. We still have a couple more years here to get all the lines done.
Oh.
Nothing's been done on this side of
the tracks. Yeah, nothing on this side.
Okay. That was all the lines on that side.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it was something like that.
We have a 3-year contract to do some
new. Yep. So they should, within that 3-year contract, be able to clean and televise all of them.
And then you're going to go down by the ballpark and see?
Yes.
Yep.
I had that on my list. All right, so that's that. Lift station alarm. Basically, last Thursday, I met with them. And it was just kind of a routine thing to make sure their equipment was working, so it was no major thing. They came out, tested. They were there 2 minutes. Everything was fine, tested out. There's nothing wrong with the alarm system. What we discussed, if you do get a phone call from them, say that it's a power failure, I highly recommend that it kind of be our policy that we'd have them call us back in 10, 15 minutes if that power hasn't been restored.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we want to leave it any longer than that.
No. Right.
But probably leave a 10, 15 minute window, have them call us back, let us know power has not been restored. Now we know we probably have an issue. We probably have 10 minutes. I don't know what's going on there. I also talked with Chuck today about what the thing is. He says the problem is the power can fluctuate throughout the day, and if it goes low enough, it can trigger that alarm.
I mean, all the pumps are
big off. Well, and he says it shouldn't then.
No.
No. But he said, you know, the power coming in and that goes out, he says that can fluctuate, you know, throughout the day, and especially there with three-phase type system, he says. But
as long as they know so that they do call.
Yeah, and I think the best policy is, and I think Mr. Odoms has talked to Mr.
Bossard.
Yeah. I just want to say. Bob.
Yeah, he says the longest power failure they've had there is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's typically seconds, like 10 or 12 seconds or whatever. Yeah. So when you're on the phone with them, say, well, did it restore?
Probably, yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily have to call them back. If they said, yeah, we had momentary outage and it restored, that's all you got to do. Hang up the phone and say, have a nice day.
Yeah.
If they said it didn't restore, you know, give them 10 minutes, like Jeremy says, and then call them back.
So I think that's best practice.
And does everybody have their number to call them back at?
Nope.
Appreciate it.
And I can get that to you.
Are we going to do anything with alarm with people services for this short term right now?
Oh, yeah, they'll be added.
Okay.
I'm planning on adding them. Will be the first call, though.
Okay.
Well, clue them in, then, too, with that.
I've already talked to them about that.
Yeah, you know, with that. Yeah. Like that they're running, then.
And I'll reiterate that. Okay. I have talked to them about that when we did rounds one day. We've gone through a lot of things with people services.
Okay.
I've learned a lot in a few short days.
And I called out, Jeremy said I could call him like when we didn't have water in town.
Yeah, and just I'll touch on that. Monday morning, the backwash started about 8 o'clock. And when the backwash starts, it shuts off the pumps. So that basically shut off the city water supply. Normally it won't, because then the system could run off the tower. But you have to remember the tower was empty for the painting. So I didn't know the backwash was scheduled, caught us off guard. You know, it's just manually set up every Monday at 8 o'clock. I know that now. So basically we, from 8 to 8:30, well, when people started calling, about 8:10.
Yep, until about 10 o'clock.
About 8:30, we had a slight interruption with no water, but it was restored at 8:30.
Good job.
And I did hear very good.
Okay, next thing, pond maintenance. We have some serious issue with the ponds. They have not been maintained in years. There's vegetation out there growing wild. There are 1.5-inch trees out there in the riprap. This is a big no-no. This is a lack of maintenance. I'm not going to point any fingers, but obviously nothing's been done in years. And I haven't been out to them ponds, and I noticed it when I first went out there to close the gate. That is a big no-no. And I think the reason, well, one, it should have been addressed. Maintenance should have been taken care of that, or it should have brought it forth to council. You cannot allow trees to grow in the riprap there because the roots will get in. And they'll penetrate deep enough where they will break the liner. If them liners get broke, we will be out a lot of money. Mm-hmm. This needs to be addressed yesterday. I can't say the importance of what needs to be done out there. Or we're going to have major, major issues out of them ponds. I haven't been out there in years to address anything, and when I went out there and noticed this, it nothing's been done in years, because there's no way, you know, you can have trees this big out there.
Well, who was responsible for the upkeep of it?
Our maintenance person.
Was that Dennis?
And I think how we got away with it is, one, nothing got done, and two, we haven't had an inspection from BCA in quite a long time.
Yeah.
Usually they do site inspections. They come out, they're going to tag us on that big time. It is a big no-no to any vegetation in the riprap. We need to address it. I think council gets a chance, they should go look at it. It is going to be a big, big project.
Well, and I've been out there and closed the dump up twice, and I've driven around the thing, and I mean, I figure it's a dump, it doesn't have to be neat. Apparently that's not right.
No, but if you look in the riprap of the ponds, there's trees growing in there.
What's your suggestion?
I've talked to people services on there. They think the best thing to be able to do for now is if we maybe see, check with farm supply or someone, maybe they can get a big boom up there, spray it, and kill it all. And I mean, kill it all. Then we're going to have to address them trees. Somebody's going to have to go out there and cut them trees. And then they told me a certain kill, weed killer, whatever, something to put on the trees to make sure that it...
Kill the rot?
Yeah.
Do the trees have to be cut down before the spraying?
They thought it'd be best to go out there and spray it, try to kill everything, so everything would kind of flatten out. And then them trees, the trees for sure have to be out of there.
Well, if this overspray gets into the ponds, is that going to do anything?
There's only certain, and I can talk with People Services and work with them on this, but there's only certain types of spray you can use that's approved.
And
they'll know that.
Being that we're discharging now, is that going to affect anything going down?
It won't affect discharge.
Okay. Right.
What you're looking at is you let them trees grow, you let them roots grow in the liner, you break the liner, you got leaking ponds, you got serious issues.
Well, let's get a hold of the farm supply, see if we get it sprayed.
Right, and I think that would be the next step. And I'll kind of work with People Services on this and what we can do, but this is something that has to be addressed now.
Well, it's fine, let's do it now.
And Jeremy, how about getting those sentenced to serve people out there with a chainsaw? Is that possible?
That'd be maybe a possibility.
I'll pick our fall or
spring.
Pruning
right.
thing on.
There's a lot of them.
Well, still, I mean, you don't right. have to have chainsaw massacre out there.
Probably not, no. And with riprap, you kind of probably want to be quite careful with the chainsaw.
Do you need a motion for that to get this going?
It's just part of the deal.
It's just maintenance.
Okay,
maintenance.
You know,
it's part of the budget, yeah.
I guess.
But just something I really think you get a chance to go out and look. They really preach this when you go to the classes about keeping good riprap. So I'll work with People Services and I'll talk to Farm Supply and hopefully we can get some material to spray and kill it.
There's a lot of trees?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, I didn't count.
Thousands or hundreds?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Can't get it done on a Saturday?
You probably could, yeah.
Jake and I? I'll do it.
Well, they figured the best would be to spray it all down.
Get
all the weeds down, you know, and then address the trees after. So I think if we get it sprayed, then we can assess the trees and work that out next. Yeah, but yeah, it's been a long time since something's been done out there. It should be done yearly. It should be done twice a year, the spraying.
Or else I'll take a day off of work and we'll get some good boys out there from the jailhouse, and I'll go out there with them.
Part-time help. Well, city's been dropped with kind of another issue on that. Our part-time helper did pass his background check.
What?
Has not taken drug and alcohol tests yet. And he finally called me back tonight at 6 o'clock, and I asked if he would be able to start work within the next day or two. And he said he'd been meaning to call me, but he's got some issues he needs to work out with child custody. So now we are left with no part-time help or very minimal part-time help. We're back to almost square one here.
Well, maybe he'll get his ducks in a row. He knows.
Well, in the meantime, I don't have time to sit around and wait for him because the hall needs to be cleaned by Friday. So my biggest concern right now is the hall and mowing. Other things, you know, I think can wait. But my concern right now is that hall needs to be cleaned. And we're talking a good 6 to 8 hours. That's what it took Dennis. I don't know if it take others more or less, or I don't know that, but that's a generalization, 6 to 8 hours. So we got a full day of that hall needing to be cleaned. We got hall renters coming Friday at noon.
So you had some interest at one time?
Yes, I did. However, I'm going to be leaving this weekend by Thursday night.
That'd be all right. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. During my work hours?
No, before.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather,
Well, otherwise we got this company.
If council doesn't mind, I think I've been hearing the answering machine beep for...
They did. There is a message.
If I check that message to see if they're able to provide the service.
I think you should check it. We just made a phone call and he was waiting for an answer back on that. That'll solve it. Big problem on
right before the council meeting, I didn't get to the phone, and then I space.
Is it something that we can have the people, those people that you're talking about, come in and clean?
Like tomorrow I'll come in and clean it. And
not these people, but the ones you're talking about to come and cut down trees.
That's sentence to serve.
That's
you got to set up in advance.
And if I could make a quick mention, I had a renter come in, and she said down where the pop is, you know, all the big canisters. She says it's mold, but it's either really, really bad mold or it's a really bad spills that are just thick.
I think Jeremy mentioned it's salt spilling.
Okay. But I had a renter come in and more or less.
It is a disaster area.
It's really
bad. And I didn't notice it until I set up pop Saturday morning.
And that's not the good.
But they didn't have to mess with it, so I don't think it was a major concern for the renters, but it's a concern we have to address. But I listened to her message, and they think they can take care of it. I'm trying to line someone up. I need to touch base with her. She said to call her to what is all entailed for cleaning for this week. So there's no guarantee there either.
And so the last people who were there, they kind of tidied up, but it's got to be floor swept. And
still, you got to do the toilets, you got the bathroom.
Wipe the bar off.
Sweep the floor, scrub the floor.
Make sure the tables are. Sometimes they're.
Every year, I don't think he cleans the tables every time. Take forever.
Oh, if you notice, you know, dripping down the side.
Oh, yeah, big spills. Well, she knows what she says tomorrow, or he. Hopefully they can. If not, we'll have to go into a panic mode and see what's what happens.
I would like some answers. That doesn't.
What answer do you want?
Well, some options.
Well, your first option is to go with this company.
Then what? If they can't.
I don't know.
Me either. That's what I'm asking. Because panic mode, I'm already in panic mode. So I'm asking for help.
I'll tell you what. I know Service Master at a hutch will clean that right now. Tell him right now, I can call Joe, he's at the house. I can call Joe and tell him to get a hold of you tomorrow, and they'll be here tomorrow to clean that hall. That's the last resort. Well, we can use them for this time, but there's going to be cheaper than Service Master is expensive.
Sure, I never thought of them, but they come out.
See, that's what I'm looking for here, is a little. Throw some things out. Yep. Anybody know some options?
Service Master, I'm sure they'd love this.
Call around, they'd probably any other put up a cleaning services.
They'd probably
one of the yellow pages. There's got to be.
They'd probably set up some kind of a deal, full time if you wanted them, but or each time, whatever you want. But they will. I know he can pull people from all over just to come and do this.
There's a lot of yellow vehicles running around.
So we can try to piece something together for that. Okay, so now, moving forward, what do we want to do? Because we have a month before we meet again. I can't wait a month to try to iron, iron something out.
Have you talked to this woman before tonight or today? I think
we have a proposal to see what they're charging.
And I think the way she wants, I think she wants to get in here, but I think maybe she's a little, thin right now. So if you got to short notice, I think she's going to want to do this, and I think she's going to put a proposal together that's going to be reasonable, myself.
She did have a proposal.
Yeah. 400 plus tax.
That's per...
One day per week, per month.
Yeah.
That's city offices here, though. I believe she has...
Set in event hall, though, too.
Wasn't there an event hall in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's $400 and once per week for city offices and event hall. And then cleaning after events only at event hall for $175.
Yeah, so the big hall was $175.
Each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I don't see anything wrong with that.
This place,
Pardon?
I would do this place if you got in a fight. But not for 6 hours up that hall.
No. Yeah, this I wouldn't be worried about this place.
No, I know, but if it ever came to be
our clean it.
This would be nothing but that recall.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Within that many hours.
Saturday morning, even that I don't mind.
Yeah.
But I can't afford 6 to 8 hours on my work week when I put in 56 hours last week.
Yeah.
Join the crowd.
But in our crazy situation right now, I think either Service Master or something like that to do a one-day deal right now.
Yeah, I guess you talk to a lady, otherwise go to Service Master,
just keep them going down the elevator.
Go down the elevator, see what's around and get it handled.
Unless anybody else knows anyone else.
I don't share at this short
call time. Me ASAP, I guess I'd say. All right, so that takes care of that. My other thing is, what do we want to do with part-time help now? And I guess with this service, do we want to sign up for them? I guess the way I'm looking at it, for my peace of mind, I don't know what council thinks. I know we're always trying to save money, but I'm looking to just contract everything out in the meantime for the next, hopefully, month, and then we'll have someone hired. But, I mean, what do we got? Maybe got to mow a couple more times and then get in the hall clean. Them are my concerns.
The grass really growing?
I've already had complaints about the park.
Really?
Yeah, by two people.
Yeah, there's a weed that's growing like this. The grass might not be growing.
No, but there really wasn't a complaint, but he said it should be mowed again.
How much did that Davis cost every time?
I think it was $300 to do the whole city per week.
I think you're right, yeah.
Let's call him, see if he can do it and get drunk.
So I don't know what council's thoughts are, but I just
give him a call.
How about that case that goes up and down Jacob Street with all kinds of lawnmowers and stuff behind it?
Cocky? John Cocky?
Yeah,
I can call him.
Yep. Yeah, give him a call.
Army John, yeah. 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 Just out of town.
I know him. I know both, so I can work some out that way if council's
we did have a quote from him. When we had this Dave too, yeah, he was higher though. I think.
But he did something down at the memorial too, didn't he? Yes, he did. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
So,
I guess if he's anywhere close, it wouldn't hurt to repay.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Okay.
I think you got the blessing of the council. So.
And the sympathy.
Okay, so I'll go that route on those things, and then reading meters would be my other thing.
When does that come? The end of the month?
Yeah, and usually we try to do it the last week. Usually the 25th to 28th in there is when we usually like to have them read. So then that way it gives Sue a couple days to enter and get them out.
Well, maybe I'll see once if Dan gets his... Yeah, together.
He does, otherwise he has worst case scenario.
But we have to have a contingency plan, right? Can we estimate it for a month?
That's, to be honest, if we can get away with not doing that, it's really a nightmare when you start estimating and then getting a good read. And if you overestimate, people...
I say as a last resort, one month isn't going to hurt, but yeah, if we can get them read, we should get them read.
No, we'll talk to Dan. You got his phone number?
I do. I can give it to you.
I need that one too.
Okay.
Dan.
Is that the same Dan that?
Yeah.
How optimistic are you that that's going to work out for them?
I don't know.
I mean, I hate to, you know, put our eggs all in one basket with him, and then, you know, 3 weeks he says, "Well, this isn't going to work out." Then, you know.
Well, one will know very soon.
We'll do some research.
That's why I need a phone number.
Public Works Committee, Personnel Committee for Public Works. Got till end of the day Friday, and then next week we need to sit down and start scoring the maps. So,
okay.
Get some dates to me, what works for you guys, and we'll get some set up. Okay, rolling on the scoring system on that. and then narrow it down and we'll start the interviewing process here. My goal would be, you know, no promises, but my goal would be that we get someone hired. I'd like to at least a good week before I go on vacation. So that way it gives me at least a week to...
Have you got some applicants now?
Yeah.
Numerous?
Can't disclose.
Oh.
Did you say quantity?
I don't know.
Quality?
Quantity.
I'm asking quality.
Numbers.
No, you can't.
Quality. I can't disclose data privacy. The only time I can disclose information, the attorney told me, is once they've been interviewed. We pick them to be interviewed, then that information. Otherwise, none of that information. What's not? I mean, it's
government's got too much authority.
So that's that. And then response time. I find this quite interesting too. I just got this email today. It was one of the about 20 emails I sent you today. But basically, we cannot require response time. From what I read, what Kelly wrote me is because of we're in the metro area, and it's governed by state statute.
I must be kidding.
No.
So you want to do three.
How can Minneapolis require employees to live in the city limits?
I can take whatever time. Let's do three then.
Jeremy is 17th at 3 o'clock.
17th at 3 o'clock? Works for me. Okay, excellent.
October, which month for to be together?
September.
September 18th?
September 17th.
Excellent. I like it. All right, so it says she included the state statute, which I'll forward to you. But because the city is located within Carver County, it does not appear as if Minnesota law allows the city of Amber to impose a reasonable response time, as Minnesota statute section 473.02 sets forth Carver County as an excludable county under Minnesota state statute 415.16 subdivision 2.
Well, that means... I mean, if you're from East Istanbul...
Once again, should be a mile that way.
And I, you know,
how they can govern rules, laws, and regulation based on a metro area that they designate and not for the rest of the state is ridiculous.
I think we'll have to secede.
Well, and this has to do with the public health and welfare, because if the water system plant goes down, it's going to take the guy 4 hours to get here from Pequot Lakes.
Well, yeah.
That makes no sense at all.
I agree. But I see in a lot of apps or descriptions, you know, must be able to respond within 20 minutes.
Remember, we went through this discussion. One of the firefighters moved out of the area, too. So.
Yeah, is that... I know.
But with firefighters, it's different than a maintenance person.
Still an employee type of kind.
Yeah.
The statute doesn't worry about that.
Oh, I get there. Your house is good.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you want
I'm just passing on the information there.
Hmm. Yeah. We'll see if we have to worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll worry about it when we get there. Yeah, right. To that bridge. Other things I want to bring up. Parking at the apartments. I was approached by a few residents that there's still issues with the parking down there. And from what I understand, there was almost an accident with a small child because of the way they're parking down there and the line of sight is being blocked. I talked to Vance Blonick, who manages the apartments, had some discussion with him. Some of the things he says, go ahead, ticket them. They're still parking illegally after I've sent out notices.
Yeah.
Set forth, enforce the law. One of the other things we talked about and I addressed and I looked at Friday night is, you know, there are about 6 or 7 cars parked on the street, but about 10 or 11 open spots. in the apartment. So I asked him if he'd send another notice, basically addressing that if there's available parking in the parking lot, that that would be used before, you know, parking on the street. You know, if you just do a friendly reminder. Thing he had said, the apartments are basically rented more than they have been in the last 10, 15 years. This is the other thing you got to remember, there's only one parking spot per apartment, and most of these people have two vehicles. So that's fine and understandable if that's the situation, but I think if there's an open parking spot,
use it.
So he's going to send out one more letter, one more notice explaining that to utilize the open spots, mm-hmm. and also to make sure that they're parking within, you know, statutory means. So, and I guess it's something maybe we should monitor if we continue to see issues down there. And I'll pass it on to when a cop stops in to monitor it, and also the CSO, maybe the kind of as they come through town to monitor that.
Can CSOs write parking tickets?
I don't know if they're obligated to write tickets or not. They have that authority, I don't know.
Because when Larry was here and brought that up a couple of meetings ago, we had talked about having those curbs painted yellow and putting up some signs maybe. And I thought we were going to have those sentence to serve people come out and do that for us. Is that anybody else's understanding?
Sentence to serve, you got to have somebody there with them from the city, I would.
Well, and that's fine. You know, I'd be happy to do that. But I think, you know, we don't want to wait until a kid gets hit by a car or something. And so we talked about this. We know it's an issue. You've sent the letters out to the apartment owner. So I think the next best thing is to get the curbs swept away with the dirt and get them painted 30 feet from the stop sign or whatever the law requires, so that yellow paint is there, it's fresh, they can see it. I mean, I was down there the other day, and it's hard to tell where the yellow is and where it's not. But if we get that fresh coat of paint, and if we have to take a can of spray paint, Stan and I have to go down there and do it. You know, that's what we'll do. But I think once we get those curbs painted, then the police should be told to go for it.
Hold that on him.
Yeah, he would. He's quite reasonable.
How long will this get it?
Cole Sweeping does that. And he's quite cheap. I believe he was going to do the whole town for about $600.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess I could have Lonnie come out and then it's done.
Yeah, because we've been talking about it for...
Then it's the CYA on our part.
Yep.
I mean, the deputies...
He knows the rules and regulations with that, too. So he would know what to pay.
And the deputies know the law, what the feet is from the stop sign.
And the people have been given enough warning.
You're going to need a motion on that, Jeremy.
I think we should.
Yeah.
So moved. To get the curbs painted and the police notified to enforce the parking.
Second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with getting the curbing where it needs to be painted yellow done, and then the police department notified to enforce the parking. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So I'll call Lonnie tomorrow and get him on that then.
Yeah.
Cold sweeping.
We might have to get a hold of some people so they move their vehicle and then, you know.
Yeah.
Can the sheriff put signs in there, no parking, you know, at 7 o'clock this day? Or can we get some signs to put in there from the sheriff?
We could probably make some up and put them down here. Not that many cars.
Signs you can flyers.
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 Yeah. Put it right on the car. If they.
Once you find the time he's going to do it,
then
you can stick them on there. For a holler.
Okay. Other thing, if you got my email with about deputy being present at meeting, but I just want to touch base on that a little bit. Quarterly, would the council be comfortable if we maybe had a deputy stop in unless there was something pressing or issue that...
Four times a year is fine, I mean...
Addressed?
Show up, so you know who's out there.
So maybe if we could maybe get someone to the October meeting?
Better than what we got now. really nothing, right?
No, nothing's been here all year. Nothing's been here last year.
Yeah.
And then, so we don't forget, maybe a motion to approve the lawful gambling permit for the Lions Club on November 22nd, 2013 at the Hamburg Community Hall.
So be it.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the application for exempt permit for the Lions Club for, what was the date again here? November 22nd, 2013. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So I guess then we kind of discussed it, touched base on it already, but rounds, how would this council want to handle rounds on weekends?
Okay. I guess first we should maybe have a show of hands for the council who is interested in doing it. Some maybe don't have a want to do it at all.
What's that?
Make the rounds on a Saturday and or Sunday for...
One of the things that talk to people services on too is, so worst case scenario, say we don't do rounds on weekends, you guys do on weekdays. Yeah, no, and they said, well, you do have a call, basically center monitoring the lift station. You know, so we're fine there. But the problem is with the treatment plan, nothing's monitoring that. So the only way you're going to know if you have a problem is when you don't have water.
Right. And I'll do whatever I got to do to help the city out. And, you know, when we was talking about that, even like if we had a water main break, we can call Hennings. We don't need
to call through them.
If the water's coming out of the ground, we know.
Yeah, we know. We can call and save money there, yeah. But, I mean, Saturdays, anything else, the trees, Jake and I will take care of the trees. I don't care.
I guess I would help that I should make the rounds with you once so I know what I'm doing.
Yep, I like to do that.
And here's, I don't know, anybody raise your hands yet who's interested in doing it?
I don't have a problem.
I know what I got to do.
One thing, if Dennis did it, he got compensated. Jeremy does it, he's getting comp time. I think if anybody on the council here, it's up to them, but I think they should be entitled to some kind of stipend for doing it too. There's nothing that says being a council member, you have to do everything free.
No.
I mean, that don't make sense. Not in my book, anyhow.
But do we have to have somebody that's licensed to do those readings on weekends?
No, really kind of what it states is you have to have a minimum number of hours that you have to monitor, you know, your system. And that's easily being met by people services, so I don't think you'd have any issues there.
Is there any...
The only problem is whoever's doing rounds that weekend, I guess my thing would be then is that you have a number, you know, for people services too. So that if you go around and notice, you know, something's not the norm, or
then
we'd have to call them out.
Yep.
Is there any kind of electronic monitoring we can do with that facility over there?
The water treatment plant?
Yeah.
It monitors itself. It does have a history of alarm system, or if something happens, it will tell you. But it has no dial out or nothing. You have to go to the plant to check it.
Okay, that's what I'm driving at. Can we put a dialer or something in there so that somebody gets notified?
I'm sure, but I don't know the cost of that.
We got our headaches with the one dialer we got right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, two eyes looking at something is probably, visual is probably better than, and I know what you're saying, if an alarm was right now, it'll happen right now, but I still think, like on Saturday, if you're doing the rounds, you stop in, I'm sure you stop in there and look, see what's going on.
Make sure it's working.
Right. And so many other little problems, I think we got to get those straightened out first and then, you know, get somebody hired that is going to be able to do that for us. That's what we...
Well, when is the next class coming in? Saturday morning? Well, if you're going to read them, so we follow along, whoever is interested and knows what to do.
Whatever's good this weekend, yeah.
Okay.
What time? Where? When?
Whoever, I guess, whenever, let me know.
Well,
Saturday
I mean,
morning, I'm available afternoon.
I mean, I'd like to know what's going on anyway.
Okay, Saturday morning, I'm up at 3. I go to work at 4. I usually get back here about 8:30. We're just going for 4 hours. Then we're back here. So after that, I don't want to hang around a whole day, but give me a time. That's all I'll ask for, you know.
9 o'clock Saturday morning?
If that's what time you do it.
Does it work? You were interested? Does that work?
But if Jeremy is happy to do it, what's the issue with not having him continue to do it and get his 12 hours per day?
He's got a vacation coming up here, and he probably won't.
And I understand that.
Just but say how long this will take. We kind of talked it over. Say if he has to do it for
a year.
Mm-hmm. That would add in comp time 2.5 more weeks that he would not be in that office. City can't afford that.
How about if we pay him for it?
And to be honest, I'd rather be compensated because I'd never find the time to take right. them extra 2 weeks.
And so we paid Dennis 2 hours every day, as I understand, correct? On weekends? So
I'd be willing to do it for $25 a weekend.
And I just...
Or you're paying Dennis over 40.
Yeah. And I just, I don't see a problem with doing that. Okay. If Jeremy's happy to do it, knows what's going on, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I don't have a problem
it's
with
up
that.
To council, I guess. I'm just throwing my offer out there if council wants.
Are you comfortable with $25 a day?
Yeah, you know, my thing would be $25 to do the rounds unless it, you know, obviously takes more than, you know, an hour worth if you have an issue.
Right. I guess I'm comfortable with that if you are. And if it takes a motion to get that into effect.
He wants, you know, because I guess you have to look at, I guess, what do you want to come to city council, like as a special meeting or something?
Well, no, not $50.
Yeah, that's right, we upped it to 50, that's
no,
right.
No.
So if the council member does it, it's going to cost more than have Jeremy do it. So
no, it depends what we settle on.
Yeah, I say if we're going to have council assistant or if it's Jeremy, just whatever.
Whoever does it, set fee.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And then whoever does it, I mean, if we want to rotate once a month, you know what I mean? That's fine too, or whatever that is.
I know what everybody's talking about, but we do have to follow Jeremy around Saturday here because he's got vacations coming up and he's got other things that he wants to do with his kids and stuff. More than one person's got to be able to know what's going on.
Right.
So,
and to be honest, I'd love to follow. See what
and if Jeremy feels, you know, confident or good with, you know, doing most of them, that's fine with me. It don't bother me. That's fine.
If you can't do it, he's out of town or he's sick or something, you know,
yeah,
then there. We know how to do it. But
that's right.
I just let Jeremy be the kingpin here.
Well, yeah. I guess I'll just make a motion that whoever does the rounds for the weekend gets $25.
For one day or both days?
A day.
A day.
A day.
Sure, a day.
And I guess I would hitchhike on that motion that I would like to see that Jeremy gets the first shot at that. And if he can't make it or doesn't want to do it, he can contact a council member.
Is that your motion, Chris?
No, just $25 a day. It does. I think we're all grown up, so we can work out who's doing it. I don't think we need a motion to do that aspect of it.
Motion has been made. $25 a day for rounds. Is there
second.
A second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to set a fee at $25 per day for making rounds on the weekends. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, so 9 o'clock Saturday then.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll meet everyone at the treatment plant here then.
Whoever's that
work?
Interested.
All right. Okay. So that irons that out. Next thing. Sue's hours. Do you want to keep Sue's hours at 26 hours? I mean, because if we contract things out. I've already done some general maintenance things by just replacing balls and doing some general things at the hall. And I have no problem doing that, but there may be times though where I may need to pass some items on to Sue to take care of that if I'm taking care of some maintenance issues. A lot of my hours these past couple of weeks is basically sitting down, working, meeting with Sue. Do you want to take that, please, in case that's that cleaning company?
Yeah, I guess.
Or do we just want to try to stay within our means here?
I guess, but my opinion is we stay within our means. And if there is something that arises, you've called, Sue has called, so we might have to, you know, grant a couple extra, you know. What's
There's
up?
No wire pressure.
Yeah, that's why the phone is ringing.
That's why the phone's ringing.
I'm trying to call him up here.
None whatsoever, ever?
Nope. Just kind of dripping up. I'm here.
Fire wash thing again?
People services was there and it was fine. So I'm going to make a motion to
recess?
Recess the meeting.
Motion made.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the meeting at this point. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Usually convene the council meeting. We don't have to have a motion.
Motion to reconvene
second
council meeting.
Motion made and seconded to reconvene the council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's get at her.
Okay, so I believe the last item I had under mine was just Sue's hours, and we were going to talk about staying where they're at, correct?
I think so. I'd like to say if you run into a bind, you'll call, and you grant it, or whatever, you know. And if it gets to be all the time, well, then we deal with it. We'll see how it goes.
Probably stay at 26.
Just put it on.
All right, moving on then. Proposed tax levy 2004 budget. First things I have on there is, you know, Mr. Odom's been working on getting some estimates for a generator. And I don't know, Mr. Holmes, maybe you can touch base here kind of quickly as far to...
We had two companies that I contacted and both came out and looked at it. One was Ziegler Caterpillar out in Shakopee. They originally told me it would be about $30,000 for the generator only. The city would have to buy a transfer switch for about $2,000. And then pay an electrician to put the transfer switch in and marry it to the lift station. Since then, they have come down in their price, but in going over their information, there's a couple of things that shoot up some red flags for me. Number one is even though their price is down to $24,000 now, we have to pay... Bear with me. We have to pay to have a crane lifted off of the trailer that it brought out here on, and we also have to put in a slab, which is, that's not a big deal. But we have to have our electrical people, Rob's Electric, whoever, come out and put that in. We have to supply a gas regulator, obviously, and arrange to get the natural gas put in. So how much is it going to cost to lift that thing off of a delivery truck by a crane? I don't even want to begin to imagine how much that's going to be. The fact that we're going to have to pay an electrical contractor to hook it up to the lift station, that bothers me, whereas the proposal by this other company is about $22,000, and that's a turnkey system. They put in everything, they supply everything, and when they walk out or drive out of town, we're fully operational. That's basically where we're at.
I wouldn't get excited about the lifting part.
No.
Payloader over. Take that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No biggie. Probably no expense.
Okay, and that I don't know. Generac is the other company, and they are a well-known company. I think you mentioned that one of your neighbors has got one of their systems.
My kid has got it.
Okay. So that's a good system. Ziegler is a well-known name.
Ziegler will take and finance it over 5 years for about $456 a month if we want to do that. Jeremy says that the sewer fund has got enough money into it so we could pay it outright. So I basically, based on what Larry had said that one time when he was here at the council meeting, we had to think about getting it done. I just kind of picked up the ball and contacted those two companies and sent the information, met with the people, sent the information to Jeremy, and he forwarded it to all you folks.
And none of these are gas operated, they're natural gas.
They're natural gas,
correct?
Right.
And I believe the gas is on the other side of the street.
I think you're right.
And so you know,
we'd have to, we'd have that cost
to bore under.
To get, yeah, to bore under the street to get the.
Yeah, I did check with the gas company to get gas in the old gas station. You have to pay from that to get across the street. So you have to. That's our.
That's not like XL Energy where you pay from the meter into your house and they pay from the pole to the meter. That's.
I know for a fact that you got to come from the other side of the street.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
We have to look into it.
We have to find out.
We have to find out. But I'm just noting there may be a cost there in getting the gas to it.
Boring under the ground.
And then putting the cement padding because it can't sit on black.
No big deal.
And their proposal from Midwest, that includes everything hooked up.
Right.
Because I did talk to Chuck with Rob's Electric today. He says that can get quite expensive. And he says if we were doing that, it would have been nice to have given him or had a heads up as to where we would have let him know that. And they could have, that panel could have been done all in one for all of this. But, you know, hey, hindsight's 20/20.
Right. Yeah.
But he says, I don't know, he was talking there possibly could be that you'd have to do three more panels. But I don't know what their setup is.
Well, they were out, the Generac people were out and saw, know exactly what we want, and so their proposal is based on that.
Is that Generac through that Midwest?
Yes.
Wow, so that includes everything.
How much is it?
$22,788.42.
Where are they out of?
Rogers, it looks like down here. Rogers, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then the proposal by Ziegler, that doesn't include insulation of the transfer or any, really any.
Well, it's
basically included a getting it here, and then the rest is up to us.
Right, and we, you know, they will take up their generator up to the panel they supply, but we have to hook that panel
that
up
in.
To the lift station. And that could get carried.
Yeah.
And expensive. Then if something doesn't work, you know, you got at least two different companies involved. So if you got if you've got generator people and they hook into the lift station, you know, that's one person.
And then when they were out, did they need to access the panel or anything?
Pardon?
Did they need to access the panel to get their estimate?
No, because
I'm just worried about, you know, unknowns.
Yeah.
I just hope that their estimate here from Midwest, you know, they're able to access the panel and know that that's what it's going to cost and not come back and say, oh, we didn't know this. It's going to be an extra $3,000.
Well, you know, maybe we can have them come out again and take a look at it.
I just want to make sure that's a good solid number.
What kind of a warranty, Dick, is? I know when we bought our van, they do the oil changes for a certain amount of time. Is there anything like this on this?
I didn't see anything like that.
Well, the engine warranty is 2 years.
Okay.
So it says on here.
Generac says 2 years. I don't see, when I was looking on the Olympian here with Cat, I don't see a warranty spec. But you're talking like a service contract. Steve,
right.
To
well,
change the
on the new vehicles, they change the oil because they want to know that vehicle is getting changed to a certain time and at the end of warranty, you know.
Like I said, I don't see a warranty spec on this Olympian engine.
We didn't have it on this generator in here.
Oh.
Because we had to pay for that.
And that's astronomical when they come out and do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But this unit, they both have tank heaters.
So in the wintertime, it keeps the coolant warm so that the oil is warm so it will start. And there's a float charger on the battery, so it keeps that up to snuff.
I did notice that, I think it was on the cat, that there is another tank around the fuel tank. So if that starts leaking, that there is a, let's say, a quarantine that does catch the fuel.
See, we're not going to have a fuel tank in there.
Right.
Because it's going to be natural gas.
The fuel won't spill out on the ground, you know. But that must be diesel part. Now, on the LP or the gas, there would be nothing, I would imagine, huh?
See, I don't understand what CAT, you know, they've got it spec'd with diesel, but to run on LP.
Oh.
No, it's they got it spec'd as natural gas.
Oh, well, why is all that other stuff on there then?
I'm sure that's probably just a generic spec sheet that they send out.
Oh.
Because I got that kind of like after the fact. But we're talking definitely LP gas.
Okay.
Because then you don't have to worry about diesel fuel gelling up and getting old and having to take it out and all that kind of stuff.
It would be LP or natural gas.
It'd be natural gas.
Yeah, okay.
We don't need an LP.
No.
No. I like the Generac system.
Sounds like it's just as good as CAT, and it's cheaper.
CAT can pay a lot for the name all the time, too.
Yeah. So you're going to go back to them, Dick, and make sure that this is legit, everything.
If you want,
turnkey,
I'll,
a turnkey operation.
I'll tell them basically what the council's concerns are. I'll request that they come out and look at it and take a hard look to be sure that what they're, you know, they know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
And then if the council wants, we can have them here at the next meeting for questions or whatever you want.
Am I reading this right when it said gas work from the new city meter included up to 20 feet?
That's if the gas meter is up by the curb, they'll go 20 feet.
Run from the gas meter.
They'll provide 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
Typically, the gas meter is right up next to the cement.
So, if we put the gas meter on the bank side of the street, and then they would run at 20 feet, and then there would have to be extra feet, but not as much feet as we did it.
We're going to be liable to get it very close to the lift station.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I can check into with XL Energy and get back to Jeremy.
So we'll have to get the line board.
Yeah.
We're still going to have that done.
Well, I just was wondering how, like if it was, say, 25 feet from that spot to the generator. I know it's more than that, but or if it was even 40 feet, this will take care of 20. We can pay the other 20.
And one thing I want to note, that we definitely don't want to purchase this till next year. So you have to remember that sales tax exclusion goes into effect next year, January 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Or if we can get deferred payment.
And this would be something that we're talking about for next year's budget anyway, right?
Yeah.
So we wouldn't.
Yeah, so we won't purchase it till next year anyway.
Yeah, auditors will have an issue with that.
So definitely next year.
So that brings the price down like another $1,600 or more. If you don't have to pay the sales tax, right?
Yeah, because I don't think any of these proposals included sales tax, did they, though? So that would be the actual price.
Is this, we always talked about this, about a municipality network.
That price does not include state.
You can buy stuff and it's cheaper, being that it's on a municipality. And there's a whole bunch to get together, you know, conglomerate together, and you buy it cheaper that way.
Kind of like a state bid.
Yeah. We talked about that. Remember that, Jeremy? Yeah. Sometimes looking into something like that is almost worse, but you think that would help with the price on anything?
Not when you're talking an installed package. That's, you're just buying a good.
Yeah.
Material-wise, maybe, but installation-wise, I doubt they do the total package of that nature. Typically, it's the bulk of the material, you know.
Yeah. But they wouldn't, this place wouldn't have a special price for municipalities, not as just like you or I walking in and say we want to put a generator in our place. And
sales tax, $1,592.94.
And whose is that on?
Ziegler.
Because I look at Ziegler and it says...
Page 3 or 5.
It says here, total equipment price, $22,819.
$22,920.
The proposal I got is this. Is what I'm going off.
Oh.
Is this what we would sign?
Which time is it?
See, it'll test itself, I think, every month, too. It'll start up. It'll kick in.
Yes, I don't know which one.
Well, what does the council want me to do with anything?
I haven't talked to these people in Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sold on the cat one. And I guess if something happens with the Midwest deal, we can still, how should I say, check in with Ziegler, but I think the generator one is more to meet our needs.
It's going to be substantially cheaper just because they're including, you know, the hookup.
Yeah, the transfer switch, everything is there.
Complete electrical work, the generator and transfer switch to be set within 10 feet of lift control panel.
So they know what the electrical draw is down there. So they got it matched right.
Right, because that's a 30,000 or 30 kilowatt generator that's down there now, and they're specking out 35.
For natural gas, 36 for LED.
Three phase.
Okay.
I guess that, and then I guess we'd have to look at probably a price with Excel, you know, what it would cost to run.
Do you want me to do that?
I'll buy it.
You might do it.
If you're willing, yeah. I'll
I know you're
all
kind
the
of
help I can get.
Yeah, no, I'll do it.
So the Generac one is $22,788.42. And the Cat one is $24,326.
That's with tax and financing.
But you got some extra.
There's another proposal in there that states it's the one they must have mailed out to be signed was $22,819.
Oh.
But that didn't include. sounds like we gotta lift it off, put it in place, line up the electrical.
Yeah, these guys have extras too. Does Cat. This they have a. Generac has an extreme cold weather kit for Rankin where temperatures regularly fall below 32. Yeah, we're below 32 degrees for 6 months out of the year.
That's the extreme cold weather kit then, Bob.
I can read, yes, thank you. But is any of that included with the Cat stuff, I guess? I mean, is everything, is their proposal so low because you have to add everything else on? I guess is my question.
Again, that's something, you know, I showed them what we had, told them what we wanted. That's what the proposal was based on. Did I ask them any specific questions? No, because we weren't at that point. We wanted to get some ideas of it.
If they both come with a block heater or whatever,
right.
Anyhow, I mean, that's all you'd have.
I guess to I would like anyway. To. I would like to have their guy come in to answer questions in here. If we can get him out here for the next meeting,
we got time.
Do that. In the meantime, I'll have him come out.
Actually, we could probably get both of them if we can. Get the CAT guy, see if he'll see if he'll work with us if he sees a Generac guy here with him.
He knows that we were talking to Generac. Because I told him we were talking to different companies, one of which was Generac.
Well, let's move on, folks.
Yep.
A 2014 policing costs. Last meeting we kind of discussed what the main thing was for the increase from 2013 to 2014. I did forward an email to council from Mr. Cheeto, and basically patrol contract for 2012 to 13 reflect little if any increase. But had an increase in wages, state mandated increase in para, and work comp rate. So they're stating that's what altogether accounts for the rise in policing rates from 2014. One of the things I kind of did is you'll see a column there, 2013. I just broke it down. If we were to say we wanted to go to 2 hours instead of 2.5 hours for the CSO per week, you know, roughly we could show a savings of about $830.70. So you can see the cost increase from 13 to 14 there, which I laid out. And then if you change the CSO for the 2014 to 104 hours times the 3195, you know, that gives us a savings of $830.70. So then our total cost would be $13,139.65, which would be a little closer to what we paid in 2013.
So for $800, we're getting a
half hour less a week. And I personally feel that, you know, 2 hours is sufficient a week for CSO, unless council wants to stay at the same 2.5 hours that we're contracting them.
Two hours a week, two and a half hours a week.
$830 in savings.
So 52 weeks. That's $15 a week. Cut them out of half.
For half an hour.
Yeah. So council's wishes, discussion.
So we're going to go from 2.5 to 2 hours.
Yeah. Perfect. It'd be a savings of $830, roughly. I was just looking at what we could do to kind of keep the costs close to what we were paying in 2013.
So basically, it's roughly a $1,200 increase from 13 to 14.
Right now, as is, as presented.
$100 a month.
What's our rate if we both use all of our hours that we had them call to more work? Or if they end up doing more work, is there now, is there a rate we pay to stop them? So once they hit 130, they're done.
If they would do more than that, I believe at the end of the year they monitor that and then do an adjustment at the end of the year, because sometimes we get a contract refund if they did less. So it can vary, but when it comes to the policing, I don't think there's any variation in the actual policing, but the CSO, I'll double check on that, but I think they may track them hours. But I think we do usually get a police that refund sometimes.
Do we have any from them, like historically? I mean, I know if we contracted 2.5 or if you get 2.5, so is there any historically saying that maybe you've gone over that 2.5?
I could check with them to see if they track the hours. You'd have to think they'd have to with this contract. I can check that out.
I don't know, in my opinion, that would seem pretty tough to track. So you drive to Hamburg, and then you got something in Norwood, and then you go back there quick.
That'd be something I'd have to see if they track the CSO hours.
Well, I guess what I'm more driving at is, have we had a need for them for more than 2.5 hours?
More than 2.5?
Yeah, and if we haven't had a need for more than 2.5 hours, you know, do we have a need for more than 2 hours when it comes to that? And let's say we do have a need for, and it ends up being 2.5 hours. What's the added cost back to us? Is it a different rate than this?
I don't think so.
Than the savings we would get, or is this just kind of a flat rate?
I think it's kind of a flat range.
I think it's $31.95. I would think. I don't know that for sure, but I can check into that.
Yeah.
With the CSO, they can't. All they do is drive through basically, and maybe issue some letters out or something.
I don't think they're allowed to do that. I think, like you said, I think they drive through, and if they see a problem, then they have to radio for a sheriff or the
right.
deputy.
Yeah.
Oh, they can deliver.
They deliver notices.
Oh, they can.
And,
yeah.
And nuisances and letters and delinquencies, and they do that.
I think that would be the use of our CSO is for Jeremy for letters like water, delinquent water, or something like that, or
animals. They deal with all the animals.
As for anything else, I don't know what else they can do. They can't issue a ticket.
Maybe find out what they can do. All they can do is just the limited things like deliver our notices and alert them.
But I think that we should use them for that because I don't think Jeremy don't have time to go and deliver notices.
No, that's what they're here.
Yeah.
That's what they're here.
I'll send an email to define CSO duties.
Yeah. But.
And then how that works for the contract.
But I think we can deal with 2 hours instead of 2.5 hours myself. If we can save that kind of money in a year, I think we should. I think it's worth it. Not unless you got a lot of letters to hand out or something. I don't see. They drive through on Sundays and stuff, but I haven't seen them.
Yes, I'm sure some of that time you're paying for their presence.
Yeah. But would you say that was $100 a month? No, it wouldn't be that much, would it?
That'd be the increase.
Yeah, so it would be an increase.
No.
I don't drive in my head either. I got a $1,200 difference, but if we cut them back a half an hour, we only save $830. What's your wishes? 2 hours? 2.5?
I'm thinking it's good too. We wouldn't save some money. I would save some money, but everybody else has got to say something.
Steve, how much time?
Well, 33.22 divided by 12.
Now, what you got to do is take a half hour. And 52 times 31.95.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, 8:30 mm-hmm. divided by 12. So how much are we saving per month? Is it worth it to really save that?
$69.
How much?
$69.
$69.
discussion. It's not going to go away.
I mean, I'd be fine with the two if let's say we need them for an extra half hour or an hour, if that we know that it's going to be at the $31.95 rate. But if they come back and say, well, you contracted for two, yeah, and now you want an extra half hour,
time and
hour.
Yeah,
or
double time,
or,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would like to know that answer before.
Do we have to act on this tonight?
I think we can wait one more meeting because the contracts usually aren't done until November.
Okay.
So I guess what we do is just keep the budget set at high right now for the proposed. You know, because like I said, we can always lower it. So that'd be my suggestion. Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out if there's a search.
I'll find that out for next meeting. We should be fine.
That would make a big difference.
Good point. Good point. All right, next thing, health insurance costs. I got some estimates from Medica on their plan increases. 30% increase in health insurance premiums. I think it's insane. All this is due to Obamacare. I talked to our agent and broker as to, and he's saying that's what they're seeing, 30 to 50% increase in premiums, due to Obamacare. And in talking to him, he says, you know, the main reason why they're doing it is because there's a lot of unknowns for the insurance companies now, because now there's new rules and regulations that they have to abide by. There's new pools that you get thrown into. So they're just jacking up fees, you know, to cover themselves because they don't know, you know, how this is all going to work. And
I don't see how anybody can justify such a big increase.
I agree. And the other thing is, he said, don't panic yet because there's things that are still coming out with Obamacare. That's all going to work. And he says there's other options we can look at, changing, you know, putting in proposals at looking at changing in the companies. The other thing he said is we can, you know, we have to get the MinShare details, that if it may be cheaper for us to get into the MinShare pool. So there's all these things. Or there's options to look at yet, but the problem is there's no concrete answers in any way.
So basically, we're looking at your insurance plus maybe the guy that we're
right.
hiring.
Right, it all depends on how council, you know, what agreement is made with employees
right.
on health insurance too, as to you know what's going to dictate the total cost. So this year is even a little tougher because we don't even know what insurance. It's going to be set at because we have another employee too. So there's a number of things that need to be ironed out with it. But I just thought it'd be good for council to see what preliminary numbers have come in at.
But we've got that set up for what on a budget for.
Well, see, and that's another thing with budget. It's hard for me to throw numbers in there because we don't have another employee.
Yeah. So we're going to have almost have like your insurance and your family. Plus another family, hopefully.
We got to kind of base it off last year, I think.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Plus 30%.
That 30% is just.
It's insane.
Yeah, but you said that's the numbers right
when
now.
When I got that, I almost flipped that. I'm like, seriously? Really? No. I don't know. I guess I remember hearing Obamacare was supposed to make it competitive, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing that.
Not at all.
We'll have to look at some other options. So when more information comes out about this MinShare and more things are defined here beginning in October, I'm going to sit down and meet again with our agent to look at some options. But I think the biggest problem I have a problem with is that they're just coming out and throwing a number out there. I mean, a ridiculous number in an increase. And two, you got this Obamacare kicking off in less than a month, and there's no damn answers.
Well, that's what it is. The reason they're quoting you such high prices is
they don't know
what
they don't
have
to set.
And they'd rather
right.
be on the high
that's
side than and on the low
right.
side.
And he said 30%. What he's seen is actually on the reasonable end. He's seen upwards up to 50% increases.
So what do we do for the budget then?
We got to propose for the high side is all we can do.
Well, we're going to have to discuss this. This is just...
There's a lot of things that need to be ironed out.
No, I've got a question. Maybe you did this in years past. Say you went over to the Haybison Insurance in Norwood.
Okay.
In the bank.
To a different broker.
Yes.
Okay.
And you went with the, just to compare the coverages, what they come up with.
I can do that. Look at
it. I'm very...
There's does he do health though? Does he do health?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me make notes.
I would think you get a comparison once. Because this is this. I don't know.
What company are you with now, Jerry?
Medica.
Okay.
See, so anybody has got Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, and we can do that too. And we can check with Blue Cross and Health Partners to see if we go in on their pools, if it'll be different premiums. So there are them options out there yet too, along with looking at, you know, like my agent said, don't panic yet because there are options out there. And he said the big thing they're doing right now is they're pushing these rates to get you to renew to lock you in for next year already.
Oh.
Before the, you know, Obamacare kicks in.
The other thing to be able to look at too is plans that don't have an HSA.
They don't have any
money? HSA is by far the cheapest. I've compared with other plans. I can get that info for you, but yeah. I've never seen. Them plans are way higher. Typically 20% higher on going with other plans. That's why we switched to HSA, and you ask around, almost everybody's gone to an HSA, but that could be changing with Obamacare. You know what I mean? There's all these new rules and regulations. It's a whole new ballgame. So I'll talk to L. Roth with AT Group. That's who we have that I work with. And I'll run that by them too, all options, you know, look at other plans.
Yeah, I mean, just don't throw us.
No. Usually what I do is I throw you the cheapest plan. You know what I mean? That I put in there for comparison. And the HSA one has always been the cheapest. Because we switched, oh, it's been a number of years we switched to a HSA, and we've made substantial savings. But the only other one probably I would say that might compare would be, is it HRA, I think, health reimbursement account, where basically that kind of city controls the deductible part of it. So if like employees don't use up the deductible, then the city saves that. But yet typically those are a little higher even than the HSA.
They're pretty competitive.
But they're not much higher.
I have a few people that I work with
HRA.
That have that the HRA was the better choice.
Okay. Yeah, so I always look at that option too. Usually it's the HRA or the HSA that are the two cheapest. But usually when I get the full packet, see, this was just a renewal to kind of get us to renew quick at these rates, you know what I mean? We'll lock you in before all the Obamacare stuff comes out.
No.
So right now, our agent said to, yeah, shop and hold, wait, hold tight yet. Until a lot of answers need to come out. That's the bottom line.
But if you go,
we'll definitely shop around.
If you go to two different agents that represent Medica, for instance, will they both agents give you the same information and the same cost, or does it vary by agent?
I'd have to think so, because typically what you do is, way he explained it to me, is cities with under 50 employees all get lumped into one pool, and then they get a risk factor. And I think our risk factor is 0.85, and usually that risk factor is 0.75 to 1.25. He said the biggest change that's coming, they're changing how you can pool for your insurance. And he says the big thing with Obamacare is some new type system where, like, what it'll actually probably hurt us, where we have a good rating, get looped into this bigger pool and end up getting a higher rating and higher premium. Honestly, I talked to our agent, and he said this whole thing is a debacle. And from what they said it was going to do, it's done the exact opposite.
There is going to be a revolt
because,
yet.
Oh, trust me, because if everybody's got this and it gets passed on, how do they expect this healthy economy?
You'll kill it.
So you're going to check out another
Yeah, we'll definitely be looking at a lot of other options here. Yeah. And this isn't what we have to sign on to, but I just find it amazing because, and I'm tempted myself to get a hold of our reps and say, hey, I just got my insurance premiums. I thought I remember you guys talking about that this was going to help our premiums or make it competitive. No.
I'll do some
30% ain't competitive to me. So. That's I just saw council.
It was in a half, 60%.
How much?
60? Cal Pants were over too.
So how are these people going to cope with it? Going welfare.
Yeah.
No credit.
Because
there's thresholds for getting a credit.
Yeah. And there, I mean, some of those thresholds in some of the states are up to $92,000.
Yeah.
Kind of the number of dependents.
Yeah. Like that. That's for a family, right? And then it's 40-some thousand for an individual.
Something like that.
And then it's dictated by how much you make, how much of a credit you get. I think it's a joke. Mm. All right, so that's that. Then as far as the budget, like we talked last meeting, we talked about doing a proposed 5% increase. So I did add that in there. Took out the LGA. So by taking out the LGA and adding a 5% increase, we're still looking at a net income of $47,734. Included in that budget, some of the changes that we made. Well, one thing, first and foremost, we'll need to address street improvements, obviously, is going to be the big thing. I did meet, all the days run together, Friday morning, met with engineers. So they're looking at the options and updating the pricing. And one of the other things I had him look at, just so we could get some ballpark numbers too, is to redo the parking lot on the west end at the park, and then also to do an alternative to see what it would cost to double it, which we've talked about in the past when we're making that parking lot bigger and expanding the parking.
Is it going to cost us $7,000 too?
It will not.
I mean, we had engineering fees for Robert for that much.
I hope now we just got done paying some of the well. Yeah, there's some in there now.
Wrong business.
Yeah,
I agree. But also, what we added the $3,000 into the parks. So that's included in the budget now. I made note of that for inflatable obstacle course up to $3,000. Made the change in the sewer fund to increase equipment improvements to $35,000. So I guess basically, if there's any other considerations for 2014 budget, last chance, I guess.
So what are we at, 5%?
Correct.
And every percentage?
Is $3,900.
So that's roughly $20,000
worth. Yeah, $19,500 or something.
Well, we've got to set it, but I don't like it at the end.
Right. So with 5%, it's an additional $19,760.50 that we added to the budget. And that most likely will probably work that towards zero, I would have to assume, is the council's goals on that for the final.
My thought anyway.
I did see one thing that I don't know if it's probably just take it out of a fund somewhere, but by the dumpster back by the hall. The tars must have been from the garbage truck. It's getting all dug up. I can see that being a problem come spring for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you wanted to add that in, or if we're just going to take it out of a fund, if we got a maintenance fund there. I don't have any idea what that would cost.
I think we should, if we have, well, if we get to the point with this generator making a cement pad over at the park.
I agree with you on that
cement
thought.
Cement pad over there by that
dumpster. Yeah, I agree with that thought. Not just for the dumpster, in front of it too.
Right.
Yes.
Because we just did a parking lot at the high school in Glencoe, and they left the section out where their dumpsters go, and that's all getting cement.
Yeah.
So
that.
They got the big trucks up front, loaders. And
I can see that it's going to have to be something done there. So just a thought. I don't know what you want to do there. Add something, or just kind of work it in.
I like the working it in deal.
Yeah. It's going to be, I bet you, $4,000.
No.
I bet you.
No.
For a cement slab in front of that?
It's going to be $4,000 for my driveway.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
Not just for a slab.
Don't pay that much.
Well, I'll move to approve the.
All right, so the first thing, one thing before we make motion, I just want to go over the notes here. We need to approve the budget and certify proposed tax levy, basically by September 13th, and we're doing that tonight. Other thing I want to point out is cities over 500, you'll see here at the meeting, adopting the proposed budget, cities with a population over 500 must announce the time and place of the, basically, the public hearing we're going to have, where people have the option to address any concerns or issues with the budget. So basically that we would allow public comment.
Does that have to happen before the 13th?
This would be what I got proposed is at our December 10th city council meeting. That's what we've done the last few years. What we used to have to do in the past is what they call the truth and taxation hearing. But we don't have, they repealed that.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that anymore. Now we just have to provide a time and place so when they send out, you know, your property tax notices, when that public hearing or public meeting will be held, where they can, they have the opportunity for public comment on the budget. So then basically it has to be held, I think it's November something, and then after 6 o'clock. And with us, I figure we just do a regular council meeting like we have done all the other years. Why have another meeting? Because by December 10th we're going to have our final budget set, you know. So we pretty much got to have it set at that meeting.
So it'll just go out in the paper?
So we don't have to put it in the paper, just so for to send to the county, so they know, so they can send the notices, because the county sends out the property tax notices.
Okay.
And then also, new, that was passed with legislation, you know, where the public comment is permitted, the city must discuss the estimated savings realized to their budgets that resulted from the sales tax exemption, and how these savings will be used for property tax levy reductions, fee reductions, and other purposes as deemed appropriate. So it's just another one of the BS unfunded mandates. I mean, it's great that they did the tax exemption, so something to think of. When we start working on the final budget, we'll address this. Also, what I'm required by statute now, too, is I have to report, along with the tax levy, when I send that into the county, I have to report to them our estimated cost of savings on the sales tax so that they can include that on the notice too. So that's another extra added work I got to do yet this week, go through everything and figure out. And I'm just going to give them a rough estimate based on our expenditures minus employee benefits is what I figured is probably going to be the most closest ballpark thing. Take it times, you know, 6.875, and say this is what we estimate our savings to be. Not going to put a ton of time into it. I know some cities are going through all the receipts, and I think that's just a waste.
No.
So I just wanted to point that out before. So the first thing usually we have to do is set the proposed property tax levy. So if we look at that and we go with a 5% increase, the property tax levy is going to be, maybe you want to round off, which would be a little bit, $414,970.50 is 5% exact. don't know if you want to go. Usually they want me to round off, so I'd say to set the property tax, proposed property tax levy for 2014 at $414,970.
So moved.
Second.
Who motioned it?
Chris.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2014 preliminary budget
at levy.
Levy at $414,970. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, so then the next thing, unless there's changes to the budget, would be a motion to approve the 2014 preliminary budget.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 2014 preliminary budget. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then the next thing would be to set the public comment meeting for the final 2014 budget for December 10th, 2013 at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to set the public comment meeting for the final 2014 budget on December 10th. 2013 at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to the approved payments added on to August.
For August, what I want to point out is it would be for 16 through 78 and 16 through 79. So it would be for final paycheck, Mr. Biley, and vacation. And
so what kind of total do we have then?
So the total would be $5,995.14 for added August claims.
So just for the two checks?
Yep.
There's other ones that say August. Or I mean added.
Yeah, I know, but them are the two from the last meeting. They'd be the only two from the last meeting.
Okay.
We approved all the other ones at our last council meeting.
I'll move to approve check 16378 to 16379 for August. Claims total $59.95.14.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payment added for July to August 2013. Claims at $5,995.14. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
As you remember, we had a second August meeting.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot all that fun stuff. Right?
Yeah.
We'll move on to September claims.
I'll move to approve the five ash payments and check number 16380.
Actually, Chris, are you going off an old? I want to point out there should be a listing that I handed out.
Did we get a joint?
Yeah,
seven ash payments. Maybe one with seven ash payments. I know there was a ton of papers, but.
Okay.
And that one would not be it either because that's not filled in. No.
Oh, it's that?
That's not in my packet.
It shouldn't have been in there. Did you add that one, Sue? Was that in there? Versus
yes.
The one I had?
Right here.
Ignore that one. Should be one with seven ash payments, and it should total $14,358.
So I'll move to approve the seven ash payments and check number 16380 to 16398 for 2013 September claims totaling $14,358.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the September claims, seven hatch payments and checks number 16380 to 16398 for a total of $14,350.18. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
What is the gamma goat?
It's on tracks.
Yeah, the grass. It's for
grass fires.
Okay.
Six-wheeled thing.
Yeah.
No, it's on tracks.
It's a gamma goat?
Yep.
Okay. I thought it was a gamma goat.
Small
feeder.
It's all tracks.
Oh. It
like a caterpillar.
Okay.
People look what's out there.
Yeah, I know the other ones out there though too, but.
Wait. Wait, gamma goats?
Yeah.
You're right. It's a six wheeler.
Yeah.
Not the track one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of that little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gamma goat is a six wheeler.
J5 or
J5.
J5, right?
No, yeah. There you go. I was trying to figure. Yeah. Okay.
Too many.
You were right. I don't admit that that
often. Oh, okay. Strike that from the record.
All right, we'll move on. Okay, Mr. Odom, streets.
Jeremy, when are they going to start that Robert Street project, you know?
I haven't heard.
I heard October.
But I heard, yeah, I think it was beginning of October is last I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, that thing that you sent out where Klein Bank wants you and the mayor's personal information, I guess I made my thoughts known on that. What's the deal behind that, and what are the repercussions for us?
I haven't heard nothing back, but they're, the bond council is going back to Klein Bank and asking if there's any other ways to get that information or verify that we're employees of the city. That's the main thing about it. Because I guess City of Winstead, that's also, you know, helping and aiding with this. Their mayor was not comfortable doing that either. And I guess my thing is it'd be different if it was something I was doing or I had involvement personally. But with, I don't know, Chris, you said that kind of seems like that. So maybe what I'll do is I will resend this to both and I will CC Mr. Issue.
On that thought, we had talked that time about the stop sign over here, one of them flashing ones with the solar generator thing on, you know? The lights are flashing on the stoplight. If that detour thing was going to go through, you know?
Oh, I still have never heard nothing on that yet either.
Like,
I mean, I did double check that it was still a go, and he said, I think his email started out, well, sort of. I know. I think I forwarded.
No, it's going to be a bad day when the email starts.
Yeah, but I'm trying to follow up on that too. Yeah, that's Highway 25, right? Detour through town.
If you think of it, why don't you check and see if the stop signs are available? If we have to buy those, or if they're going to.
I think I addressed that with the engineer, and they were going to take care of that.
Oh.
Putting temporary stop signs at the railroad tracks, is that what you're...
No, right out here. You know, like that one like over at Glencoe, it flashes, it's all the way around the Octagon. There's red lights on it, flashes at night, you can see it a mile away.
Oh, it's got the LEDs that flash with the solar cell on the top.
Yeah, so you're looking at city purchasing.
Well, I don't know if it's a city or if it's a state or you know, I don't know if they put those up.
We have to do that if we want some of that nature of it. I don't think they're going
to. Yeah. I just seen that sometimes you see some people coming to town and all of a sudden there's a T-road here. You got to stop, you know. And with a flashing light there, it would be noticeable.
The deputies don't even stop.
Yeah. And I
budget item.
I just
let's see who's responsible.
But you know, the reason I brought it up because you know, Jay or Justin's that stop sign was hid behind a tree, but it now he has sawed that tree down, and the sign is there. But it would be, it is a noticeable thing. I do know that when you're going down that road, you can see that stop sign. You know, you know you got to stop.
All right. Anything else? We'll move on to
I don't have anything other than I don't know if Jerry, did you get a chance to follow up with that the dumpster, the recycle dumpster for out at the hall as well, or because as far as I can see they only have the one regular dumpster out there. Like I said, we should have one, a co-mingled one for, I mean obviously when we had the weddings and stuff, all that glass, the bottles and whatever, all that stuff is thrown in the trash, and it should be recycled.
I don't think they have a container, but they would be willing to bring what we have here. and I don't know if that would be sufficient. You know, just your typical rollout.
It'd be full fast.
It would be full real quick. And then you'd have overflow in the pass. I don't know.
I see where you're coming from, but I guess even for location and room, you know, I don't know where would you have an idea to have it put? I'm quite sure there's cities that have got their recycling containers out. I mean, where would you want it?
It's a good question. Where would you put it? If you don't want to block the alley and you put it somewhere else, you're taking up another parking spot.
What do you have in mind? How big?
Same size.
I mean, I guess the way, kind of the way I see it is we are the city. We should be, you know, if we want the residents to recycle, then we should just be leading by example. And if we're not, then people think, oh, well, you know, as it is, they say only, the statistic is that only 40% of the aluminum cans in the country are recycled. I mean, that's, we could definitely do, everybody could definitely do more than that, so.
True.
And like I said, being that we're a municipal leader, we should lead by example.
But the only thing is we've got, it's provided right to the curb. You know, you throw everything in your recycling container. I mean,
again, it's just like
I know where you're coming from, but
so.
Just see if they have one and how big it is. Maybe they got one that's a smaller size than the big dumpster.
Yeah.
But bigger than
I
the little
where would you want it? There is no spot to put it unless you're going to take up a parking spot, I'll be honest.
And then for access.
The only place that I could think of maybe doing it.
Then you're going to have another container. Is that going to be picked up with a big rig too? And
sure,
you're going to have that driveway wreck more? I agree with you though, Bob, on, you know, we should lead by example, but I'm just trying to think of.
The only place that I can think of would be by the can trailer with a smaller unit like that can trailer.
Yeah, like the people at the hauling and haul their stuff.
Right. I don't know.
You know.
And is there any reason why we couldn't put, if let's say they have one and it's of similar size, just for sake of argument, we can't put it on the east side of the hall?
How are you going to get that big truck back there?
Isn't the alleyway wide enough?
Oh, I don't know. One, wide enough, and then two, do you want to wreck in that alley?
Could you get one on wheels and wheel it out on guard drive recycling pickup thing?
I mean, I'm just saying, them trucks weigh a ton, and I've seen them just destroy a lot of places in town here. Where they pick up in the park. I don't know how many times we've paved that.
Yep.
Now at the hall.
Yep.
Here too, we had to rebuild this too.
Why don't we see what they got?
Yeah.
See what they got and then we'll cross it.
Well, I know that they do make plastic ones on wheels that are very easily movable, because when I was at Carco, that's the dumpster that Russ had.
How big was it?
It was a polypropylene and it was on wheels and we could move that thing. It was really light if there wasn't much in it.
Right, but how big was it?
I guess I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Size of a pickup box, maybe, huh?
I mean, I guess it was probably the standard size dumpster, but they do take them. I mean, they do have them in different cubic foot models, I believe.
Yeah, probably.
But
well, we'll see once what's available.
I'll see if they have anything other than.
Anything else? Anything else?
No, I'm done.
One of my goals is. Weekend is going to go down and measure the bathroom out more specifically, and then call a meeting with the group that I called a meeting with earlier this year to talk about kind of what Jeremy and I found out that day and just some of the other things that I found out. Use a couple websites to try to put together what we potentially can do, and then also where maybe some potential additional funding outside of what the city would be putting into it. Now, the city keys, those keys that you may Comiskey gave me a key ring with, I think, two keys on at one point in time. Does that key get me into the back side of there? So obviously the front side will be open to measure, but what?
Should be, maybe. Yeah.
That's such an awesome door. But if you want bar keys, I can get them to you.
Okay, yeah. Because I just, like I said, I just want to get in there and measure so I have solid numbers instead of just telling somebody to come in, hey, here's what you need to do.
So when you Saturday are you doing that?
Saturday or Sunday. Okay. I have two meetings in the morning, so I won't make the 9 o'clock. So.
Well, just let me know. I can open it for you when I do it.
Time to go home.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
Speaking of bathrooms, when is that portable one from the park picked up?
Should be the end of the month, right?
Yeah, we usually typically, yeah, until it's nice out, I guess. I mean, it's up to council. If you want it now, we can do it now. Or just I can call them and let them know to remove it at the end of the month.
I'd say set it up.
Last Friday. I think that's when they do that.
Steve.
That was my one thing there, was the bathroom. The other thing is we're going to be looking at hiring somebody. I'm thinking it's time to step up to a time clock. Maybe Jeremy can look at different models and whatever different kinds there are, if he could pick out something and maybe come back with something on a price, if that's okay. If that's what they want, I don't know. Maybe Jeremy don't even want that.
There's also time clock software that's available that's very nice that a lot of companies use, just punching it out on the computer. I don't know whether or not Dennis carried took a laptop around or whether you would. You know, again, it's I don't know. So,
yeah.
But if you wanted to give whoever a laptop or when they come in, punch it in the computer when they punch in and when they can go to some kind of wireless deal where they can punch out for lunch if they're out on the road, things like that. But, you know, the time clock is a decent idea, as Steve said, but like I said, there's a lot of companies use software for it so that they don't have an actual clock to punch.
And we've got that up at work, but sometimes the simplest, the easiest is the best for a new hire or something.
You know, if we don't go software route, in the shop or at the city office?
I think up here. That way you check in. You know, and on said work.
That way you know he's here. That would be a lot better for insurance purposes that he's on the job or off the job.
Yeah, that way it's cut and dried, you know.
Yep. Other prices.
In fact, actually, they might even add, if you have a smartphone or something, there might be something you could even do with your smartphone to check punching like that. There's an app for that, right?
Yep. But that way he can check out a simplest thing would be a time clock, punch in, punch out.
Maybe that NIM stuff is on a smartphone.
Maybe. That was a hint there, Bob. I don't know if you caught that one or not. NIMS might be on the smartphone.
I'm too tired to catch anything right now.
Anything else?
That's all I've got right now.
I guess it's my turn. I was forwarded on our website. Nothing has really been said tonight.
Yes, I apologize. I was going to talk about that.
And Mr. Odoms is getting impatient, and he wants to add a link possibly on his. I really object to any city council proceedings or whatever other than that goes on ours. No offense to you, but I think it stays with the city website. If it's up and running, it should be. It's from what I'm told.
It is up and running. It is on there. So the audio minutes are on there. We did a total revamp, so I encourage you to go check it out. I mean, nothing major, but we just kind of did a few things to kind of make it flow a little better, look a little more cleaner. So there were some changes made, and they're all completed. I apologize for it taking some time, but we kind of did it. While we were doing this, I thought we'd do an overhaul, you know, of the website. So, and resolutions will be added now, and I think the only thing we really need to work on, so bear with me, there may be a little more time, throwing minutes on there or what. You know, I'll give them to our administrator and have him put them on there for now, but the only thing we need to work out now is allowing the administration, which would be me, being able, you know, getting access to the website, so. So yeah, they are on there. So I'll keep it up so council wants to look.
I've got a question. Is there a way to track how many hits or how many people go on?
There is, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They can just whoever hosts the website can do that.
I have to log in.
Which is fine. I would like to know.
And then I could let you know.
Yeah, I want to know how many
Well, can't you just put a visual hit counter on there?
You can, but we just do it on the administrative site. So.
No, but I mean, because then you know anybody that logs on, they'll see how many hits they've had.
We can do it that way, too.
You see, like with my website, I can identify every time Jeremy goes on my website or anybody goes on my website, identify who it is and what time they go on there, how many hits I have a week, how many, you know, what the most popular time is. All that information is available.
Sorry, I cannot tell you that tonight because that's not set up yet. Sorry, I apologize. File or directing that file.
This is now...
But do you want it on, I guess what I'd ask, do you want it on the administrative site or do you want it on the public site?
I'd like it on the administrative site for right now.
Okay.
What's your feelings?
It doesn't matter either way, whichever you guys feel on.
Just my thoughts. And you'll give me phone numbers for all these people that I have to get a hold of in my free time? Wonderful.
After the
meeting, if you want to. Email it tomorrow.
I'd rather just do it now, but if you don't mind.
That's fine. Anything else? I do not have anything more.
Can I ask a question?
Go for something. Speak up.
It's going to be Wednesday. Things that have been coming up, like the pop machine in the park, who's going to be taking care of that? Because a lot of times it's best with you.
Who gets the proceeds from it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the money has to be taken out. They bring it up to me, and I take it to the bank and log it in.
Remind me to go down there and check it. When's the last time it's been checked? And hopefully there's a key on the keys Dennis handed in that I can access it.
I mean, it has to be. It don't bother me to do it either. I can help because I always took care of all the pop up here at the fire station.
And then ordering pop for hall events.
Well, I'm doing that.
Jeremy. And then for the winter, hopefully we have somebody by then, but the baseball park and the park water meters are taken out. Oops, and the one at, Waconia Farm Supply. And then the same ones are put back in spring, so the reading stay the same.
Well,
there'll
be people for us. Set in there with meters.
I can check with them.
Okay. I would think would fall under our category.
Yeah, put people services under that one, okay. Sue. And remind me to check with when Mike checks in tomorrow to ask him that.
Okay. And then the city truck right now is just sitting in the shop. And both of us were wondering, like, instead of me getting paid for mileage and stuff,
we just park it up here.
Just park it up here, maybe on weekends, put it back in the shop. And that way Jeremy can use them for rounds instead of his truck. And then I could use it to run to the bank and the post office because I do that every morning. Just
is council comfortable leaving it overnight, just sit up here?
Or
site,
I could
maybe
take
in the
it
weekend.
And put it back in the shop too when I leave.
I guess I never gave it any thought. I like it inside. But
I do too, but...
When I leave, usually around 3, I could put it back. Because by then, you probably wouldn't need it.
Is there nothing in it in the back to steal? If you just lock it up? I mean, it should be safe outside there, shouldn't it?
Toolbox locks, so...
Yeah.
And I'm sure there isn't much of money-wise quality tools in there.
Park it by the light.
Yeah.
I guess try it and see what happens.
Use that light bulb. I changed the light bulb in that.
Saw that.
But I haven't been able to see if it's working.
Is it
working?
I keep forgetting about
it. Do we have to go through that whole list?
Well, who's going to...
Are there items
Let's
I can address?
Or
okay. Going. Who's going to turn the water... I have a delinquency and I need the water shut off.
I've seen that. What's his name?
Peterson.
People serve?
They don't turn water off on their car.
They don't?
No.
No.
Okay. They don't do the curb stops.
No. And I don't think they do. They don't read meters either.
No.
No. They would if we put that in there, but
oh.
We didn't put that in.
Oh.
I think they would if we.
So yeah, I would say somebody's we got to turn the water off.
That, or, you know, worst case scenario, we
so
put it on us as an assessment and certify it to the county. I hate to do that because I don't want to do it too many, because we need money. We got bills to pay. We need the money. I don't need it deferred out to.
Right.
Well,
is he going to all of a sudden we go shut it off and then he comes back next day and, oh, I want it. Here's the money.
Well, that's $100.
I add $100.
Oh, yeah, Wee Rancher is $100.
Yeah, it's $100, and they have to pay it in full, not just a delinquency.
But maybe we want to give them a heads up and say, hey, you know, if we shut this off, it's going to be extra $100.
Post it is already posted that
post
way.
It again. I'd post say right it, now, post it
post
again.
Post it one more time, but if I have another one, because I've got
give them 3 days.
3 days.
That will work Saturday morning.
Yep.
And you can't shut them off at the weekend.
Sounds good to me.
Or a Friday.
Or a Friday, right. Or a holiday.
Or a holiday.
Wow. Only do it between 8 and 5.
So, I mean, if I have one, is there anybody I can call? Or
I've done it before.
You'll
do it
again. We'll get the COS if we have.
Okay, I've got two water meters that I'm pretty sure are going to have to be replaced. Who is going to, I mean,
people sure does that, don't they?
No, they aren't in the contract, I believe.
What was that, sir? They don't know what?
Okay, I need to have two water meters replaced or at least one checked. One, we think the guy should
water service shutoffs turn on meter reading during site checks owner.
But and then all of a sudden they'll start reading, which shouldn't be happening. But we need somebody to go in and check every, you know, the inside, outside, and then to replace one that's still reading the same for the last 2 months. And usually that means the water meter is not working.
Have we got spare water meters?
I don't check inventory. But my thing would be is, what would be cheaper, people services, if it's not in the contract at $50 an hour, or a plumber, probably people services.
People services would be way
cheaper. Yeah.
I mean, so that's kind of a no-brainer, right?
Okay.
To maybe see if we can say, that's $100. Plumber would probably charge you for one.
The other,
The other thing
is a freeze kit.
Okay. Like, what if I have a plumbing issue, like we have a backup in the one of the sinks?
Plumber.
Or, and for plumbing, do I call Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Carl, any
or
plumber.
Carlson here.
Yeah, Gary
or
Carlson.
Gary is pretty.
Yeah, I got his cell number. Because I've already talked to him to kind of maybe be on
standby
for us, yeah.
And then to save phone calls and the police being called. And messages, I was wondering the next time the hydrants are open, like we're going to be flushing them, if I think People Services said they could put a sign on there saying, you know, maintenance or something, so people know that.
But we were thinking of buying some.
Yeah.
So then that wherever, whatever streets they do them, we can just take them, put them out, people can see what we're doing.
That's what I see in Harbor, whatever. So hydrant flushing, so-and-so day.
I'll try to get a hold of. I'm not promising I'll get to all these things by next meeting, but I'll do my best. But I'll try and get a hold of Andy Wakefield, see if he can make us something at the county.
I just think it saves so much.
Yeah.
Or like, right, what you say? We should just purchase them?
Otherwise, talk to Spitz. You know, the baseball club has got these plastic ones. You know, baseball game today.
Yep.
You know, he sends them out.
Yep. Well, that's what I was thinking, having something like that with signs or something.
Plastic,
where you can just
light.
Sandwich
stand.
Yeah. Or probably the Herald Journal would make them, too.
Yeah. Which then.
Okay,
that's
you
true.
Got that. Okay. If, by chance, on the water meters, when they're read, or actually, who's going to read the meters? Did we decide that?
We didn't decide that yet.
I mean, I know we've got, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, I'll get the phone number for Dan here.
All right.
You will.
One of us.
Okay.
For the first time, anyway.
You can take where the mean dogs are.
Okay, and then I guess my other thing is sometimes I have a question. I might have three people that I would like a double check. Can I ask you to do that too?
To do what, Sean?
To double check.
Reread.
Well, I probably won't have to have very many of them done because a lot of times it was transpose numbers. So I'll wait and see.
Let's go by a case by case basis.
Okay.
Let's see.
I don't mind doing rereads.
Okay.
That don't take long.
That's 15 minutes max.
Yeah.
And then also cleaning the park bathrooms and winterizing them and when to close.
Hopefully we'll have someone hired by then.
Okay. I'll just wait. The compost dumpers.
What? Excuse me?
The compost dumpster.
Yeah.
A lot of times people don't put the
Steve's
stuff.
Steve's taking care of that.
See? I got that done already. Yep.
He already did that.
Thank
Friday?
You.
Friday?
Yep.
You came in Friday and did that. Thank you.
Boost her up.
Did it make that kind of noise?
Kind of.
Excuse me, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Brain damage.
So I guess that's what I had.
All right. Sure.
It's just stuff that came up.
Well, I understand.
I think we got a couple issues here, but I think if we all pull together, I think we can get this done for a month or two anyway until we get somebody hired.
I think we'll go for a marathon. Let's see if we can make it this for an event state.
I moved to adjourn.
All right, that's what I was looking for. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.